smooth, real. It's all here.
Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star, sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny.
I can't undo what I've done, but I can atone.
Vietnam War top gun and 8th-term Republican Congressman Randy Cunningham is leaving Washington in disgrace. Cunningham announced his resignation yesterday after admitting that he lined his pockets with bribes from defense contractors who wanted his help. The payoffs, valued at more than $2 million, included a yacht, a Rolls Royce, and a sweetheart deal to sell his Del Mar, California home for hundreds of thousands of dollars more than it was worth. Cunningham faces sentencing in February. He could get as much as 10 years in prison. Who's behind the wave of pre-election kidnappings and killings in Iraq? CBS's Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad tells us American officials suspect it's the work of death squads with government connections.
These nighttime death squads usually have daytime jobs as Iraqi policemen or commandos, so the public and even other members of the Iraqi security services have trouble telling friend from foe. We spoke to one Sunni police officer who said when his men see a whole bunch of gunmen at night wearing police uniforms roaring through the neighborhood in unmarked cars, they just look the other way. Because trying to stop the Shiite hit squads is a sure way for his guys to end up dead.
On a Baghdad street today, two campaign workers were shot dead as they tried to post election signs. A widely leaked Vatican document on gays in the priesthood has been officially released. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Homosexual acts, they say, are grave sins, and somebody who is a homosexual cannot be allowed to become a priest. Someone, though, who has had homosexual tendencies, but these have been overcome for at least 3 years, this person could be allowed into the priesthood.
Crews have cleared head-high snowdrifts from I-70, and that highway is open now in both directions from Denver east to the Kansas state line. But people living from the upper Midwest to the Texas panhandle can't stop talking about the winter's first major storm.
About 45-mile-an-hour winds and snowing like a dickens.
CBS's Lee Cowan is in Minneapolis.
Winds neared 70 miles an hour in some places, creating snowdrifts 6 feet high. And normally hardy upper Midwesterners were taken aback by the force of the first real blizzard of the year.
The storm left tens of thousands of homes with no power and no heat. In Houston, jury selection starts a few hours from now for the case of a man who died after taking Merck's Vioxx to relieve back pain.
This is just the tip of the iceberg for Merck in federal court, which, of course, is a completely different system from the state court system that has hosted the first two Merck trials. Now, usually federal trials tend to favor corporate defendants for a variety of reasons, but I'm not sure the company is banking on that here. I think Merck knows that it's in a lot of legal trouble.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing higher. They're ahead now by about 4 points. This is CBS News.
I've been waiting for lunch all day.
Me too. Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips or your cookie?
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine?
An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way.
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way.
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way.
Aww. More Ovaltine, please.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152. That's 1-800-414-2152.
Right into downtown and through T-Rex, and around town, things still pretty quiet on the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, Turnpike, trouble-free in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, on to the weather. Going to be a chilly one today. Highs in the 40s. We're starting off the day at 13 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Giving your...
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics, the leaders in massage innovation. And by the Braun Activator, the world's best self-cleaning shaver guaranteed. I'm Charles Osgood. The trial of Saddam Hussein has been adjourned for a week at the request of the defense. They said they needed time to replace two defense lawyers who've been murdered since the trial began. As for Saddam himself, in yesterday's session, Lara Logan of CBS News was one of only three reporters allowed in the courtroom.
Well, of course, Saddam Hussein is the center of everything in that courtroom. And the first thing I noticed was how different he looked when he strode into the courtroom. Although he was walking slowly, he wasn't as frail and gray as he was last time. He clearly was relishing the moment and came ready for a fight.
Apparently so, judging from the imperious way he addressed the judge. This was the translation.
Why did you take my pen from me? How can I defend myself if you strip me of my pen and paper?
More after this for Home Medics. Here's something Gene and I are using that both of us think is terrific. It would make a fantastic yet affordable holiday gift. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion. Put it on each chair, and it delivers a relaxing, deep-kneading, stress-melting, invigorating massage. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Cushion is truly state-of-the-art. So good that Consumer's Digest has given the SBM 200 a Best Buy Award. Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics, this year's perfect holiday gift. Available at stores everywhere. Visit HomeMedics.com today. And speaking of great gift ideas, the Braun Activator Shaving System delivers the ultimate in shaving and cleaning performance. Its revolutionary smart foil technology captures hair growing in any direction. The contour-hugging head automatically adjusts to every facial contour for maximum closeness and comfort. And it comes with the most advanced clean and renew system, which keeps you feeling like a new shaver every day. Braun Activator, simply the world's best self-cleaning shaver guaranteed. For more information, visit Braun.com. In translation, the exchanges between Saddam Hussein and the judge sounded as if it was the prisoner issuing the commands.
They brought me here. I was handcuffed. They cannot bring the defendant in handcuffs.
I would tell the police about this.
I don't want you to tell them. I want you to order them. They are the invaders and occupiers. You have to order them.
The judge was patient throughout and granted the adjournment the defense requested, much to the distress of the Iraqi government. Its advisor there, Bassam Lidia.
The trial did not go very well as far as the Iraqi people's expectation. The Iraqi people did not want to see a slow system, a slow trial.
No surprise there, says the London-based Middle East commentator, Hajir Tamorian.
I think the people of Iraq are not interested in justice. They want to see him and his colleagues suffer.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tonight on ABC, it's Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People of 2005 with Lance Armstrong, Terry Hatcher, Tom Cruise.
Do you regret anything you said or did?
Kanye West, Condoleezza Rice, Dakota Fanning.
You're funny, cute. I wish I could find something wrong with
you. Jamie Foxx, Beth Holloway Twitty, and Tom Ezra.
Describe the Michael Jackson trial.
A disgrace.
And who will be this year's most fascinating person? Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People of 2005. Tonight at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
The Osgood File, November 29th, 2005.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Because there are many choices in life.
Well, back in the 90s, I used to tune into Rush Limbaugh.
And with choices come alternatives.
A 760, I listen to it all the time.
Just love hearing something other than the right-wing rant.
I've learned so much from listening to 760.
Changing the world of talk radio.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
That's all we listen to in the car.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Nothing like a little Zeppelin in the morning, right? 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. Good morning, Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today near 40. George W. Bush in town tomorrow. And at about 6:45 this morning, we're going to talk to peaceful political activist Claire Ryder about what's planned for Bush being here. It is tomorrow, isn't it? Oh, no, it's today. Man, you know, when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm terrible about this, you know, you lose track of time here. But the president will be in Denver today. He'll be in El Paso first, and then he's going to come here. He'll be here to raise money for Marilyn Musgrave's reelection campaign. And you know what it would walk away with was $3,000. Bill Owens will be there. Tom Tancredo. Bob Beaupre. And other Republican luminaries will be on hand to greet the president, whose popularity has declined in recent months as the war in Iraq drags on and the government has been criticized for its sluggish response to Hurricane Katrina. Now, we've talked about this. This could backfire on Marilyn Musgrave. I mean, she's had Dick Cheney in here giving speeches for her, the Darth Vader of American politics. The, what's that guy's name in It's a Wonderful Life? Mr. Potter? The Mr. Potter of American politics. And now she's got Bush coming in. So there are all sorts of things planned today. As you know, Progress Now, a Denver-based group, which we have them on the air, has been sponsoring a contest designing a billboard protesting the president's appearance at a fundraiser. And one of the slogans that they have, this is the one that's in the Rocky Mountain News, which I think is pretty funny. Stop gay marriage now so Osama bin Laden doesn't get away. You got to love that. So we'll be talking to Claire coming up in about 30, 35 minutes from right now. And she can tell us about everything that's going to be going on today. And I think that this all Bush will be here about lunchtime, I believe. It's a luncheon. So he'll be here about lunchtime. And it's expected to attract some critics. Bush critics will be banging on pots and pans at 10:45 a.m. gathering in front of the state capitol, a few blocks from the Brown Palace. Then they intend to protest as close as to the hotel as they can get, considering security arrangements.
Bring your earplugs, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. It's liable to get loud. And ugly. By the way, speaking of Bob Beaupre, The Associated Press reported yesterday, and you probably saw this all over the news, that Representative Randy Duke Cunningham pleaded guilty to graft after admitting to a $2.4 million in bribes. And Cunningham tearfully resigned yesterday from his position in Congress. Another example of the Republican culture of corruption that's going on. As a matter of fact, if you want to hear Randy Duke Cunningham, here he is.
I'm almost 65 years old, and I enter the twilight of my life. I intend to use the remaining time that God grants me to make amends.
After I stole $2.4 million, I took $2.4 million in bribes. By the way, he did plead guilty to this. So he's faced about 10 years in prison. But the Colorado Democratic Party is calling on the Bob Beaupre to return a Cunningham contribution. Excuse me. It seems that Representative Cunningham has contributed to a number of congressional Republicans, including Representative Bob Beaupre. This case is one more example of reports of improper financial dealings in the Republican Party, and Bob Beaupre should return any contributions from Representative Cunningham and separate himself from the increasing scandals among the Republican Party. This is according to our good friend Colorado Democratic Party Chair Pat Walk. The American public is tired of a culture of corruption. Don't you think he ought to return the money? I think he should. Because you can always make the case that birds of a feather flock together. I'm not saying that Bob Beaupre is corrupt. I'm not saying that, but he's taken the money from this guy. And don't you think he should return it? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Now, you can talk about this or anything else I bring up this hour. Hey, here's something that's encouraging. This was in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. A liberal watchdog group, and we've had these people on the air before, which, by the way, named Marilyn Musgrave is one of the, I think, one of those 15 corrupt congresswomen, or women, or congressmen, whatever term you want to use, in Congress. Anyway, this liberal watchdog group is challenging Focus on the Family's tax-exempt status, claiming that founder James Dobson crossed clear IRS guidelines with the increased political involvement in recent years. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW, we've had them on, has asked the Internal Revenue Service to investigate and consider revoking the nonprofit corporation status of Colorado Springs-based Christian media empire. The complaint focuses on Dobson's work on behalf of several Republican candidates in 2004, including Representative Patrick Toomey, in his unsuccessful bid for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Now, Dobson has said that he acts only as an individual when making endorsements, and the complaint accuses him of using Focus on the Family's resources for political activities. And the watchdog group said that puts Focus on the Family's violation of tax laws and government nonprofit groups, which are prohibited from electioneering for or against candidates for public office. Now, Jim Bopp, the attorney for Focus on the Family, said Dobson has always acted within the IRS guidelines by separating his activities from those of his organization. Bopp dismissed the watchdog group's complaints as just a lame effort by an organization to get publicity. But you know something? If James Dobson is associated with Focus on the Family, and then he goes out on campaigns and engages in electioneering, and he was one of those people that claimed that he got a phone call from Karl Rove, a phone call from Karl Rove over the Supreme Court nominee. I mean, isn't that electioneering? Maybe technically it isn't, I guess. But anyway, CREW's going to try to find out. And they say they have proof. They say we're not beating around the bush here. They say they're going after both liberal and conservative groups. This is according to Naomi Siegelman. She says the IRS is acting in a more politicized manner than at any time since the Nixon administration charged Melanie Sloan, executive director of CREW. IRS spokesman Nancy Mathis rejected the charge, saying the political leanings play no role in deciding who gets investigated. Do you believe that? Anyway, let's wish the CREW good luck in going after James Dobson and Focus on the Family. Which, you know, if they're electioneering, that's wrong. And they shouldn't be doing it. And you might remember that a church was just busted here about a month ago. They went after a church for its critical comments on the eve of the election, of the last election. So, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if, Focus on the Family's engaged in this activity, well, why the hell shouldn't they be tagged for it? 303-713-7600. I realize it's early in the morning and it's dark out there. But you know what? You can comment on this or anything you want. Then at 7 o'clock, we go national with the Jerry Springer Show. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about with that. We've got Dr. Edward Tick, who's a psychotherapist who's been treating war veterans since 1979 and specializes in post-traumatic stress disorder. And he's authored many books, including War and the Soul, Healing Our Nation's Veterans from PTSD. And we'll talk to him. And then, of course, at 9:05, Jameson Fosier, who I have a bunch of stuff to talk to him about. He's a senior advisor at Media Matters for America, one of what I think is one of the most vital organizations out there. So that's all coming up, and we've got four lines open at 303-713-7600. You can weigh in on any of the stuff I brought up or anything else that may be on your mind this morning. It's our chance to talk locally here before we go into this. You got to get moving on it. 1-800-888-8204. It includes air, hotel, cruise, onboard meals. You can keep me away from the buffet, and so much more. 1-800-888-8204, 14 days next August, to the Great Northwest in Alaska.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
And now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning. 622, 22 minutes after 6, partly cloudy. A high near 40. Tell your friends about AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Finally, talk radio for the rest of us. 303-713-7600. You can talk about anything you want, including Xbox 360, which you check those out online. Man, those things are expensive.
I tried to convince my wife that she should get my two-year-old son one for Christmas, and it ain't happening.
Yeah, I'd like to get one, too, but, like, you know, some of the prices are like, you know, crazy. But I'm gonna go on the online today. Yesterday was supposed to be Cyber Click Day, and I didn't do it. So I'm gonna go online today, maybe, and start some Christmas shopping. All right, 303-713-7600, or Hanukkah shopping, or Kwanzaa shopping. Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
I am in a great mood.
Cool.
I was reading on the internet last night some of the papers around the country.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you're aware, but we've got 9 post-9/11 vets who are running for Congress next year, and 8 of them are Democrats.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere, and I can't remember where. And one of the guys that's running, of course, for the Senate, and he's got to get through a primary situation in Ohio, is Hackett. Paul Hackett's running again.
Right, yeah, they ripped him apart when he ran against Schmidt.
You know, but look what Gene Schmidt turned around and did.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just anxious to see how they flip both these guys and then turn around and say, we support the truth.
Yeah, you know, something that's going to be interesting campaigns, and it's going to be very, you know, the point you bring up is really interesting. How in the world are they going to attack these guys if they're all, if they've all been in the military? How are they going to pull that off?
And I think all 8 of them served in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah, the Karl Rove kind of, attack that we saw against John Kerry.
Yes.
I think the neocons are going to have to come up with some other kind of idea on how to wage a political campaign. And I wonder if whoever ends up getting the nomination for 08, and of course we're a long way out now, but whoever ends up getting it, I wonder if they're going to be prepared for that kind of hardball tactic.
Oh, we'll see. I don't know. I was listening to Russ Feingold speak yesterday, and finally, he came out and said we were duped.
Yeah, he was on Meet the Press on Sunday. Or maybe it was ABC. No, I'm sorry. It was ABC's Today, I think, or this weekend with George Stephanopoulos.
Uh-huh.
And, I really like what he had to say.
Oh, yeah. But, no, I'm just very curious to see, okay, how are the Republicans going to handle these guys? What are they going to do? And they're all coming out saying, hey, you can't challenge us on the war. We've been there. We know what's going on, and we have the idea to get out of it. And we need to get out now.
Yeah, I agree. But you know something? Here's very interesting. And I'm going to talk about this next hour. But do you think Russell Feingold can win? Do you think he can, number one, win the nomination? And then number two, do you think that he's palatable enough to the rest of the country? Because or do you think that the answer to this is run to the center?
I think with him, because he's worked enough with like McCain and whatnot, and he also is more independent, more maverick, and his views, I mean, he did not vote for the war, so they can't use that against him. But, he's very much a statesman, and he's very pragmatic in what he does.
So you think that can translate nationally?
So, plus he comes from the quote-unquote heartland. So, I know heartland values, and that's what they always try to use against, the East Coast Democrats.
Yeah, he had a great comment to Stephanopoulos. He said, you know what? This country is overdue for a cheesehead president.
Yes, I know.
Isn't that great? All right, Mark, thanks, man. Have a good morning and a good day.
Hey, you too. And Jay, congratulations on getting all the national exposure. Hopefully you'll get syndicated someday.
I don't think so, man. And let's just pray. Let's just pray that for the next 3 hours after 7 o'clock, I don't wreck Jerry's show.
You'll do all right, man. Take care.
Take care, Mark. Bye. Let's go to Lydia in Denver. Lydia, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, too. I'd like to bring up, I have a speech tournament in a few weeks.
Oh.
And I'd like to bring up the Electoral College.
Sure, go ahead.
What other people have to say about it. Make sure I covered all my bases.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I basically have that it defeats the purpose of democracy overall. And that in a country that is supposedly democratic, isn't that kind of hypocritical of the country?
Well, we're actually technically we're termed a republic. With underlining, with underlining democratic tones. You know, there has been debate, and there's debate every presidential election year about doing away with the Electoral College, that it serves basically no good, and that a lot of the people that are on there who are these quote-unquote electors are politically connected. And I really don't, you know, I got to be honest with you, I don't really know I don't know if it would change things that much. I mean, in other words, if they're gone, fine. To me, the central question, and this is off the topic of Electoral College, and this audience has pretty much hit me up to this because they brought up some great examples. To me, we got to get a hold of these voting machines.
Oh, it's just horrible. We can't have like state people counting the votes. Did you know that in the 2000 election, one of the companies who counted the vote was what's it called?
Was Diebold, wasn't it?
It was one of Cheney's oil companies. Because we all know that they're not partisan to anything, are they?
Well, we just have to get paper ballots. You know, we've got to have some way to keep track. And there was, you know, reports of mass voter problems in Florida where they suppressed minority votes. And they did it in other states in the union where they closed polling places early. And there are some charges that they doctored votes, and we had the whole hanging Chad controversy. And then, you know, there was also this last time in 2004, there were charges that in Ohio, which a state that if John Kerry had won, he'd be sitting in the White House, that in Ohio there was a Republican election hanky-panky there, too.
Well, of course there was.
So,
what do you expect from them?
Yeah, well, so I think we have to get control of this situation. And we've got to move to get to, and you've got to do it state by state, but we've got to move to get control of these voting machines. But, I don't know about the Electoral College. I mean, all I can tell you is I don't know that if the process would change that differently if it were gone.
But do you agree that it wouldn't hurt the country if it was gone?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it would hurt the country if it was gone. I don't know. I mean, we have had cases in this country where the popular vote's gone one way and the Electoral College has gone another.
It's 4 times in history that that's happened.
Yeah.
Which I know that's not a lot, but that's still. It's
right. Not... So, I don't know. I guess let's see what anybody else has to say about it at 303-713-7600, and let's talk about people want to call in and talk about abolishing the Electoral College or keeping it, either pro or con. I mean, I'll entertain it this hour. Thank you, Lydia. Appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So if you want to talk about the Electoral College, 303-713-7600, and maybe you know more about it than I do, which is maybe there's a good chance of that. I know that, as she said, 4 times in our history, the popular vote has gone one way, the Electoral College has gone the other, and I don't see why we just don't run it off the popular vote. However, now, as I said before, with this election machine, and I don't think I'm being a conspiracist here. I mean, who's the congressman I'm thinking of in Michigan? We've tried to get him on. John Conyers, I think. No, he's in Atlanta. Yeah, John Conyers. It is John Conyers in Michigan. Yeah, we've tried to get him on here a number of times. He's usually too busy. But he turned out that report on Ohio and what went on there. And I don't think that that's any kind of conspiracy off-the-wall theory that there's problems with these voting machines. And to me, we got to get a hold of those before we do anything. 303-713-7600. We got 4 lines open here real early in the morning, so you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Then at 7 o'clock, we go national with the Springer Show. 6:31, here's a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Good news is I-70 reopened on the east side, so if you're headed to or coming from Kansas, you can start to get moving again. And we do have an accident on I-70. It's westbound. It's in on the ramps to Quebec, so expect some emergency crews there. I-25 is trying to get busy now from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then it opens up for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex and around town. Things are starting to pick up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike moved along just fine in both directions to Broomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast.
And you don't pay more for it. Not all salons can say that. Take a break from your busy day and relax with Fantastic Sam's.
Also, a car-crushing dragon. I wonder if they'll let me have the controls of this and make it go around the parking lot. No, probably a better idea that they don't. Anyway, it's the all-new Extreme Monster Truck Nationals this weekend at the National Western Event Center, brought to you by Rockies, your home for the monster truck and car deals at 63rd and Federal.
Sears is big.
The National Automotive Sale. This week, wish big. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/3.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Partly cloudy with a high today near 40. Did I even give the weather like the first half hour? Well, I should have a hell of a time doing Springer's show today. I'm so together. Partly cloudy, a high near 40, 303-713-7600. You can talk about anything that you want to hear this first hour so early in the morning. We just appreciate you being here. Let's go to Cliff in Aurora. Cliff, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning. I thought maybe that was your only listener this morning, so I thought I'd give you a call.
You may be.
Just joking.
No, don't joke. It may be true. Because, you know, it's asking a lot of people at 6:35 in the morning to go to their telephone.
Yeah, I'm an early riser. I'm up about 5:30, and you keep me company just about every morning. So thanks,
oh, thanks.
By the way.
I appreciate it.
Oh, I do, too. I'm nice hearing you on Jerry Springer and letting you answer the weirdos from everywhere.
There were some weird guys yesterday.
Maybe I just tuned in at a funny time, but, yeah, I caught a couple that you couldn't have painted them any better, I don't think. I had a couple of nagging thoughts, and I thought I'd just air them, see if anybody's interested in talking about it. Every fundamentalist leader that I see who gets on television has enough time to get into what he wants to talk about just cannot keep death out of his conversation and killing somebody. It seems that every time I do that, I don't go to church or much anything like that. My religious feelings are kind of private, and I really don't talk about them, but Christ kind of laid it out pretty easily. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And it seems to me that most of these guys kind of fudge on the definition of neighbor in that second commandment. And that seems to be sort of the source of everything that is a problem with these guys. They get up and they speak in ways. The reason we liberals hate you Christians, or we Christians hate you liberals, excuse me, or like I heard on Bill Press on C-SPAN the other day, somebody calling and stuff like that, where they really simply do not have any spirit of Christianity. It seems like they're practicing Gnosticism or something, where God has a dual nature of good and evil when it comes out of their mouth. I don't know. This is just a thought to me that those people really don't practice Christianity or by violating Christ's second commandment.
Well,
they do this by, who's a neighbor?
You know, I've recommended this book on the air before. I'll recommend it again. I repeat myself a lot. I'm like George W. Bush when he's on the stump. You know, he makes the same statements no matter where he is. He keeps making them over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The Jimmy Carter book about American values, it's number one on the New York Times bestseller list. He devotes a whole section in there about Christianity. Talks about how the religion more or less is misused, and about how he had to break a lifetime commitment with his church in Plains, Georgia, because they had gotten caught up in the conservative, I want to make sure I get the right thing here, the conservative Southern Baptist Convention, I guess, had turned conservative, and he just couldn't go along with a lot of what they were saying, so he had to quit his church and go to another one. I think there are these, I think that the whole religious debate in this country is dominated by the ultra-right wing, that the same people keep showing up all the time in the religious right. Pat Robertson, we should assassinate Hugo Chavez. Now, I don't know the New Testament that well, but, do you think Jesus would advocate that?
I don't think he'd advocate that, or nuking the State Department, as he said before, too. We should drop an A-bomb on Foggy Bottom. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. He's one example, and this constant, moral superiority of denouncing people all the time. Is this what Jesus would do? And I'll tell you something. I think that more of us who consider ourselves to be progressives or liberals or even on the left, that we should confront these people head on about this religious debate.
I agree.
That we should say to them, you know what, we're Christian, we're Jewish, we're Muslim, that we have faith, and we're not scared of it, and we're not going to hide it, and we're not going to give you the right to dominate the religious landscape.
Well, I think we have to do that. There's another thing to consider, too. I mean, this is a premise of law going back as long as we've had them. You can't serve two masters. And if you get religion mixed in with your government, you're going to find yourself with that conundrum, and there's just no way around it. And if that happens, then you're going to have to make some sort of choice. And I don't want to elect somebody like that. I don't want to vote for somebody like that. I don't care what religion they are. I think it's wonderful. I think it keeps them on a good moral straight track if they're serious about it. But that's where it should end. When you go to legislate, leave your religion at home, and when you go to church, leave the law out of it, I believe. You know.
Well, there are people who, I think, who are hell-bent in this country on trying to turn this into some kind of theocracy.
I agree.
Of some sort or another.
I know.
We just have to resist it. But, you know, and Jim Wallace wrote about this in his book, too. I think that in a lot of cases, on a lot of these so-called morals value issues, and I'm going to talk about this later on in the morning, that we just let the religious right take this. We let them take it, that it's theirs. And you know, neocons and the religious right and conservatives are good at taking a lot of progressive ideas and then making them their own, and we let them get away with it. And I think that there's a time that we stand up and we say, wait a minute. You know, enough is enough already. That there's a lot of us who go to church. There's a lot of us who go to synagogue. There's a lot of us who go to mosques. And then there's some of us who don't go at all, but that doesn't mean that we're not religious. And that doesn't mean that we don't have values. And that doesn't mean that we don't believe in God or a higher power. And even if you don't believe in a higher power, it doesn't make you a bad person. And we should point to these people and say, stop your moral judgments. And isn't there that quote from Jesus that when you look into somebody else's eye, you should see the log in your own?
That's right. Get the beam out of your own eye to see the mote in the other one, or
yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
And yet, you know, that's never brought up. And I would like to see some Democratic candidates, face these people down.
I think it'll come. The idea that these people can be granted a moral high ground because they have they call themselves or designate themselves spiritual, but I think the act of doing that makes you secular, frankly. I had a slogan for your billboard too.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
How about if you believe it, it's not a lie.
Yeah, really. I think that's exactly true. Although I love the one that they've got in the Rocky Mountain News this morning.
I heard that. Yeah,
about stop gay marriage now.
Yeah, I spewed a little coffee over that one. That was pretty funny.
Stop gay marriage, so Osama can get away.
Yeah, that one absolutely did knock me out. It's a funny
All right, Cliff,
thing,
but... I got to run, man. I'm out of time, but I appreciate the call.
Okay, another time, and thank you, Jake.
Okay, call me again. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning as we lead up to 7 o'clock? And I intend later on this morning to get into this whole debate about religion and about ceding moral values to the right and about these stereotypes that are passed around about those of us who are progressives and those of us who are on the left. And they're not only passed around, but then they become part of the mainstream media and they become internalized and people believe them. Maybe not you and I, but people out there believe them and you can hear it when it's reflected in the right wing and the mainstream media. All right, it's 6:42, 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Man, I've got a bad cough here this morning and a cold. All right, listen, peaceful political activist Claire Ryder is next. You want to know what's going on today with Bush coming into town. We'll clue you in here in a couple of minutes, so stick around.
Forecast, as I was saying, it's a cold one. Highs today in the 40s. We're at 13 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Because you know that your family's coming over. And maybe they made a mess at Thanksgiving. Well, you know something? One of the things you ought to do is clean your carpet. And there's no better place to get a great carpet cleaning deal than Superior. Superior Carpet Care has the best deal going. They will clean 3 rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean 3 rooms and a hallway for only $125. Now, you get the great same service and quality that Mary and I got, and we did. And we loved them. As a matter of fact, we're going to have them back real soon. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. So no matter who you've ever used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care, and you'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're just that good. And for $125 for 3 rooms and a hallway, you can get your house tuned up for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa. You just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work for $125. So if you need your carpets or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care.
We're especially focusing today on the war, though.
All right. Now, if people who are listening say, okay, yeah, I want to be part of this, and I believe it's around lunchtime, where are you guys going to meet up?
Well, we're going to meet at about 10:45 at the state capitol, and then we're going to walk as close as we possibly can to the Brown Palace. We're not sure exactly where we're going to have to be standing due to security reasons. They wouldn't tell us ahead of time. But if you can come for 5 minutes, that would be great. Or if you could come for your entire lunch hour, if you work downtown and meet us at the Brown Palace, you'll see us and you'll definitely hear us because our theme is to make noise.
So you're going to bring pots and pans, right?
We're going to bring pots and pans. We're going to bring whistles. We have bullhorns. We have megaphones. Anything that makes a lot of noise.
And how many people do you think will show up this, today?
Well, we're really getting a large response from this. As we all know, what his popularity rating is right now.
Oh, yeah, it's down anywhere from 39 to about 37%.
Right, and it's gone so much more across the board. You know, people that wouldn't normally show up to one of our anti-war rallies are really dissatisfied with the president, too. So, we're expecting at least in the hundreds. It could be in the thousands. We have had a huge response, and the media response has been a lot larger as well. So we anticipate a lot of people.
Yeah, you were in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and also the Denver Post. And do you sense that more people are getting galvanized now by the war?
Absolutely.
Let me interrupt you a second. Or is it other issues as well?
Well, I think the snowball started really rolling after Katrina. And when we saw the debacle that occurred then, and then the dissatisfaction with the war is just increasing so much more, that I think that there's just a huge number of dissatisfied Americans out there. And we have a chance with Bush coming to Denver to let him know how we feel. Not to mention how most of us feel about Marilyn Musgrave as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, Marilyn Musgrave, a one-issue candidate.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for people who live in her district. I mean, I would really like to know what she's brought home to her district and the fact that she's just a one-issue campaigner, and it's all on gay. It's all on gay. The gay question. It's all on homosexuals. And I would love to know what her fetish is about that and why she seems to be so attracted to that particular issue.
There must be something in her past, or something that someone told her one time when she was young that has got her obsessed like she is. And what has she done for her constituents? Just like what has Bush done? Can you name one good thing Bush has done for this country? I can't. And she's also obviously hasn't spoken out against the war. So that's, one of our other issues as well. Hopefully she'll get ousted. His campaigning in Virginia and New Jersey sure didn't help the candidates there. So let's hope that his coming here doesn't help her.
Boy, I certainly hope it doesn't.
And I sure wouldn't spend $5,000 if it was my, even if I had it, to get my picture taken with him, which is what it is costing today.
Yeah, and $1,000 to get in. And
$1,000 for lunch.
And if only 300 people show up, as it said in the newspaper, that they expect about 300 people to show up, that's only $3,000. It's got to be more than that, don't you think?
Well, it's $5,000 for the photo op.
And who cares?
Yeah, well, wouldn't you pay $5,000 to have your picture with George Bush?
Yeah, sure. Okay. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't.
All right, so do the math on that. If 300 people show up and they all pay $5,000, well, they pay $1,000 to get in, and so they have $5,000 to get a photo op with this goof. Mm. So that makes each person pay $6,000. That's still not a heck of a lot of money.
Well, considering what it costs to have Air Force One fly in, which, of course, he is flying in on Air Force One. So it's our tax dollars bringing him here for this luncheon. I don't know if he's having any other stops along the way.
Now, he'll be in El Paso before he comes here, I believe.
Yeah, but we're paying to fly him here for lunch.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely wrong. Somebody should look into that. Of course, that complaint's been lodged before.
Well, look at the campaign. He used Air Force One and our tax dollars to campaign as well. So
no, I think his campaign committee paid for that.
Not all of it.
Well, see, that I don't know. You're right, because he could have mixed things. He mixed stuff together. You're right. He goes and makes a speech on the quote-unquote war on terror, so then he charges that off as just being presidential duties. And,
right.
Well, it just happens to coincide when the presidential campaign's on.
Think of what we could do with even $1,000 to help somebody out today. So, do the math.
All right, so once again, that's what time again at the...
10:45 at the Capitol, but if you can't make it to the Capitol, come and join us as close as we can get to the Brown Palace. We'll be there till at least 12:45 today, and We will have yard signs and signs that you can carry if you're interested. You can come pick them up. You'll see them. They're blue and red.
So, and bring pots and pans.
Bring pots and pans and whistles and loud voices.
All right, Claire, thank you so much for your time this morning. And good luck. Hope you do well.
Thank you.
All right. There's Claire Ryder, who is a peaceful political activist. 10:45 this morning at the state capitol. Boy, what is wrong with the state capitol? And then go over to the Brown Palace and see how close you can get. All right, let's go to Dick in Lyons, who's been hanging on. Dick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I'm Dick, and I'm in Lyons. I'm one of the folks that have basically they're losing their pension because of corrupt corporations, as you well know. And I spent a lot of years flying airplanes for a living, and so I'm still working at that. But today I don't get to because George carries along an 18,000-foot, 30-mile diameter TFR, temporary flight restriction, so I don't get to work today. Now, that makes about seven of them since he's been in there. I've been against him ever since we started, and I'm also a veteran. Over the better part of three decades. I served under six commanders in chief, starting with Kennedy and ending with Reagan, and I've been against him from the get-go. I felt that the war was it was a bad move. I don't have anything against war. That was what my job was for 26 years.
Right.
You know, so I just think that I just wanted you to know that this TFR is financially interfering with me as we go along.
That's a shame. And then the other thing is you were talking about pensions. You know, the Pension Guarantee Corporation, I think that's what it's called, is near bankruptcy itself because it's had to pick up so many pensions that have gone bad. And you compare that with the CEOs and how much money they receive and the fact that some of these CEOs get bonuses even if the company tanks or they get golden parachutes. And to me, that's a disgusting scandal.
Yeah, it is. Quite honestly, Jay, if you're in the military, you have to support your commander-in-chief. That just goes with the turf, you know? I mean, you're there, he's your commander-in-chief, and you have to believe in him. And so our men today, who I support... And I've listened to you enough to know that you do, too. You know, we support our military.
Absolutely.
And if I got one of them yellow ribbons on the back of my car, that doesn't mean that I support the military any more than a veteran that has served, such as Kerry, McCain, McClelland, and so forth like that. I think it's just ridiculous that they can turn around and turn these veterans, and it was beautiful what Mean Gene Smith did the other day, and I say it was beautiful because it just showed the depths of the corruption that's involved here and the depths of the stupidity that the other side seems to be playing.
Well, they try to confuse legitimate debate against the war with the old playbook of, well, you're not patriotic. And I don't think it works anymore, to be honest with you. I think it backfires on them, and I don't think it works. And Jean Schmidt, who claimed she didn't know that Murtha was a veteran, they were only bringing up the fact that Murtha was a veteran when they were debating the whole war issue and his plan for a phase withdrawal over 6 months and a redeployment of troops. So how could she have not known that he wasn't a veteran?
Well, I think she probably didn't know. Now, she might have heard but didn't hear.
Well, you'd have to be dumb as a board not to know.
Well,
if they're sitting there talking about it in front of you, how can you not know?
I think that goes with the turf. You have to be dumb as a board to support this administration. Or dumb as a box of rocks, I prefer to say. You know?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if dumb. How about just confused and fooled?
I don't have any problem with her coming out and spouting off, and in fact, I thought that was, like I say, that was a great thing because that kind of ripped the shades off of the window, and you could see outside for a moment or two. You could see what was underneath in some of these cases. How could they make wounded veterans appear to be unpatriotic?
I don't know, but they did it to John Kerry. Hey, Dick, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
All right, have a good day. All right, we're going to take this thing national now. We're just doing it for this week, and we'll also do it again the week of December the 19th. We're going to go take this national, so we'll be on across the country. You got to call me on a different number if you want to get involved. That's 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3255. 3779 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's
thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998. With affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
It's really hard to even push open the door and against the wind. And then you get the flurries in your face and it just stings your face all over.
What wasn't blowing was sticking. Heavy snow and ice snapped power poles, leaving tens of thousands in the dark and the cold.
In Colorado, I-70, which had been buried under drifting snow 6 feet high, reopened about an hour ago. In Iraq, two American soldiers have been killed by a roadside bomb north of Baghdad in the capital. Gunmen killed two campaign workers who were hanging election posters. A former top aide to Colin Powell has some stinging criticism of the Bush administration in general and Vice President Cheney in particular. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
The man who served as former Secretary of State Powell's chief of staff describes President Bush as too aloof and distant from post-war planning details. Lawrence Wilkerson tells the Associated Press Vice President Dick Cheney must have viewed Iraq as a base for new terrorism because Wilkerson says otherwise he would have considered Cheney to be a moron. Wilkerson says Powell supported removing Saddam Hussein from power, but he opposed the timing and execution of the war. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
California Congressman Randy Cunningham is facing as much as a decade behind bars. Before announcing his resignation yesterday, Cunningham pleaded guilty to taking more than $2 million in bribes from defense contractors.
I know that I will forfeit my freedom, my reputation, my worldly possessions, most importantly, of my friends and family.
Why buy a bunch of bananas if you only want one? Why buy a bunch of cable channels if you only want a few? Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission is expected today to change its declared opinion on what's called a la carte pricing, saying it could be in the best interest of consumers to let them pay for each TV channel they want instead of a whole lot of money per month for a big package of channels. The FCC probably won't make that a requirement, but the Wall Street Journal says Congress might, in part so parents have a choice not to have programs they consider indecent coming into their homes, right?
And what does Hurricane Katrina have to do with the price of a mattress? Everything, says Brian Seed with a mattress factory in Bend, Oregon. The hurricane crippled factories that make TBI, a key ingredient in foam.
You can't buy over a certain amount of foam product. That foam product that you can buy has seen double-digit increases up as much as 60%.
S&P futures are up 4.5. This is CBS News.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade, and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
Want to feel all warm inside? You've got it. Just bundle up for the holidays with the hottest technology from CompUSA. Right now, get a $99 Epson photo printer free after rebates when you buy any digital camera for $199 and up. Like the Canon PowerShot with a 1.8-inch LCD screen for just $199. Or buy a Norwood Micro 17-inch LCD monitor for $179.
The American Red Cross. You help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Use his powers only for good. Jerry.
Springer on the radio.
Springer on the radio.
Well, I want to say good morning, but it depends on where you are. Anyway, it's 6 minutes after the hour. Springer on the radio, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is taking a well-deserved vacation. Good for him. I don't get Mary and I don't get our vacation until around Christmas time. And it's good to have you along. This show originates from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk in the Boulder, Denver area. And if you want to email me, I got a lot of nice emails yesterday. I had some complaints, too, but I got a lot of nice emails. Just go to am760.net. Well, What's the word I'm looking for? The culture of corruption in the Republican Party continues. Did anybody see this yesterday? It was all over the news. U.S. Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, a California Republican, fought back tears as he resigned on Monday after pleading guilty to taking $2.4 million in bribes in exchange for helping secure Defense Department contracts. Cunningham, 63, an eight-term congressman. And this guy was a decorated Vietnam War pilot. Which they say that the movie Top Gun was adopted after his story, admitted taking cash, antiques, and a yacht, plus vacation expenses and money for his daughter's graduation party from several defense contractors between 2000 and 2005. And he said, I'm resigning from the House of Representatives because I have compromised the trust of my constituents. No kidding. And I think this guy got a Rolls Royce, too, out of this whole deal. So he pleaded guilty, and he faces 10 years in prison. Another example of the Republican culture of corruption, and this just isn't the end of it. The Abramoff scandal and Casino Jack, that threatens to drag down a bunch more congressmen. And, of course, Karl Rove still under the gun with Vivian Novak of Time Magazine. Supposed to appear before Patrick Fitzgerald. Okay, let me give you the numbers. 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. You know what? I want to talk about Saddam Hussein, who yesterday was at his trial. He was in the box again. And, of course, the trial gets delayed because some of the defense attorneys, I think one of them didn't show up. And he's had one of them, which was killed. But they offered the first evidence before the trial adjourns. They're going to adjourn it for an additional week. Saddam looked, you know, pretty relaxed considering he's on trial for his life. He was combative at one point, in which he complained about having to walk up four flights of stairs because the elevator was broken and he had to do it in chains. He complained about his American keepers manhandling him. And he didn't like the food. An off-microphone comment, which he was talking to his other co-defendants, and he didn't realize the microphone was on, so he started talking, and they complained. He complained about the food. He said, "I only eat what I like." He also complained that they had taken away his pen. And he came into court with a Koran. Now, why is it when people get in trouble, that's the first place they go, man, is religion. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's the United States of America, whether it's Europe, or it's Iraq. He walks in with a Koran. So all of a sudden, he's gone from this secular leader to a Muslim. But this isn't the question I want to bring up. Here's the question I want to bring up about Saddam Hussein. And I know that the answer to this is really easy. And the reason I know it's easy is because I think most people feel this way. As a matter of fact, a CNN Gallup poll indicates that a majority of Americans and a majority of people polled believe that if Saddam Hussein is found guilty, and I think there's some question of whether he'll get a fair trial or not, but if he's found guilty, do you think he ought to be executed? Now, this is a real challenge for those of you out there who may not believe in the death penalty. I don't believe in the death penalty. And I don't believe in the death penalty for several reasons. And one of them is, I don't think in this country, at least, the system is always fair. I mean, it looks like, and it feels like, and it I think statistics bear out, that if you're rich and that you've got money, a la O.J. and numerous other people, that you walk. Robert Blake, I mean, you get out of it. And the only way to nail these people is through a civil trial. But if you're middle class, lower middle class, or you're poor, do you think you get the same representation? I don't think you do. And there have been horror stories reported about defense attorneys having little or no qualifications in defending somebody who's up for capital punishment for the death penalty. They have no capital punishment experience. Two of my favorite stories is about the lawyer who falls asleep while the trial's going on as he's defending some poor guy in a murder trial. He falls asleep. The other one is, how about they catch the prosecutor and the defense lawyer sleeping together? That's another good one. And then, of course, you've got the case, for instance, in Illinois, where Governor Ryan pardoned all of these people because it turned out the DNA exonerated them. So there's too many flaws, in my opinion, with the whole process of capital punishment. But, you know, it puts to a test, this Saddam Hussein thing, puts to a test your feelings about the death penalty. And Mary and I were having this, actually she brought it up. We started in this discussion last night because we were sitting there and we were watching CNN. And up pops Saddam Hussein. And there he is in his jacket without a tie. He's not allowed a tie in case he'll hang himself. And he's sitting there. And Mary says to me, and I hope, Mary, I'm not speaking out of school here, but she says to me, "I don't believe in the death penalty, but if anybody should get the death penalty, it's Saddam Hussein." And I didn't turn to her and say, "Well, isn't that kind of inconsistent?" Because you know something? I had the same thought. Now, I guess you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But do you know what? Do you really think that's true? I mean, the media, to protect themselves from lawsuits, always says allegedly. The suspect allegedly did it. But in the public's mind, most people, I think, were already convicted. And I think most of us believe that Saddam Hussein is guilty. Trial or no trial. Now, Sodom keeps making the case, and this is a controversial statement, that the whole trial is illegal. That he is the legal head of Iraq, that we invaded there, and that this whole proceeding is illegal. Now, I don't know whether you buy that argument or not. Certainly, I think most of us, at least most of us that listen to Jerry's program, and most of us who listen to Air America, are against the war, and we believe that the thing is wrong. But that's Saddam Hussein. That's one of Saddam Hussein's defenses, that the whole thing is illegal. But the idea, if Saddam Hussein is found guilty, the idea of executing him kind of puts you at odds with your feeling about the death penalty. But yet, if there's anybody who deserves to be executed, it's this guy. Of course, there's a lot of other people we can point to, too, around the world. I mean, it wouldn't break my heart if something happened to Kim Jong-il of North Korea. Would it yours? And I'm not saying that we should invade North Korea. We would never do that because their army is too strong, and we would sustain a lot of casualties. And they have nuclear weapons, or at least they say they do. And, you know, there's that whole six-party talks trying to iron out that situation. But there are a lot of people that, you know, you could put on the list there. That you know you'd like to see gotten rid of. But the whole thing about Sodom, as I said before, is it tests your feelings about the death penalty. So the question I want to ask you, this you know, in the first part of this program, do you believe Saddam Hussein should be executed, yes or no? And I want to hear from those of you that are traditionally against the death penalty. Or do you hold to the standard that I'm against the death penalty, that only God can take a life, and therefore, even though Saddam Hussein is a heinous guy, you know what? I can't support the execution of Saddam Hussein. And there's one other school of thought. And the other school of thought is, why not let him rot for the rest of his life in solitary confinement? Why not let him sit there and rot with no visitation from family, no contact with the outside world, and let him sit there? I mean, because isn't that a form of torture? I mean, we were talking about the detainees in Guantanamo yesterday. And well, isn't that a form of torture? You know, here's a name you probably don't remember. And I hope I get his name right, because sometimes I'm lousy with names. Admiral Reynoso Guzman. Does anybody remember him? He was Commander Gonzalez. He was ahead of the Shining Path in Peru, which had killed, somewhere in the neighborhood of 23,000 to 30,000 people. And at one point threatened to topple the Peruvian government. Well, they capture this guy in a safe house in Lima. And so what do? They put him in a concrete jail, buried underneath a lake, and nobody has seen him since. Now, how do you think he feels sitting there in a concrete jail, buried, you know, sunk underneath a lake? And he doesn't see anybody except his keepers. And the world hasn't seen him. Now, believe it or not, there were people on the left who signed petitions from all over the world claiming that that was cruel and unusual punishment and that it was wrong. But they never thought about putting Guzman to death because, you know what, they thought it would make him a martyr. And how about this idea that if we put Saddam Hussein to death, those Ba'athist loyalists that are out there that are part of the homegrown insurgency, they're just going to see this guy and the Shiites. A lot of them are just going to see this guy as being a martyr. So do we want to execute Saddam Hussein and send him into martyrhood? And if you don't believe that the death penalty is right, where do you come down on the whole Sodom question? 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779. I'm interested in your calls on this. So get off your half moons, go to the phones, and we'll talk about it. Jay Marvin in for the vacationing Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
This Saddam Hussein. I talk you, Judge. I know we'll sit in courtroom this no more any. Demand I airplane jet private. Demand I go place where Jackson Michael and Springer Jerry on vacation. I hate Judge you, but love I radio on Springer.
Operator.
Yeah, I need the number for Springer on the radio.
877-34-JERRY, which is 877-345-3779.
Cool, thanks.
Hill Airport. Call ahead for good directions, 1-877-FURNICO. That's 877-F-U-R-N-I-C-O. Or online, they're at furnicohome.com.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Good to have you along. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. And coming up here in about 40 minutes, we're going to talk to Dr. Edward Tick. He's a psychotherapist who has been treating war veterans since 1979 and specializes in post-traumatic stress disorder, something we don't talk about much in this country. And a lot of returning vets from Iraq are going through this. And he's authored a ton of books, including War on the Soul, Healing Our Nation's Veterans from PTSD. We'll do that. But right now we're talking about Saddam Hussein. Should he get the death penalty or not? And let's go to Denny in Heber, Kentucky. Denny, hi, you're on.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Denny.
Jay, I have an idea that we should turn Saddam Hussein loose and let the Iraqi people, if they want to assassinate him, let them assassinate him. Then we will not be accused of making him a martyr. The other thing I have to say is I don't see a whole lot of difference between him and President Bush with the way he's acting, running roughshod over the American people and spending us into bankruptcy, killing all our young people. He has no excuse for that. And he's flying all over the world for what? Photo ops, that's all. He's not making any progress in Iraq. He's not making any friends. He's making enemies faster than we can kill them. I'll hang up and listen to your radio. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for the call. I don't think turning him loose would be a good idea. There's too much factional fighting going on already. And let's say we turned him loose. Let's say he's found guilty and we turned him loose. Okay, then somebody in the Shia majority shot him. The Sunnis would go berserk, a lot of them. So I don't think that's a good idea. And as far as George Bush, I think George Bush is an awful president, but I wouldn't equate him to Saddam Hussein. I mean, that's kind of a stretch. And as far as making any progress in Iraq, well, there's two things out there. Number one, watch for troop withdrawal or drawdown. I don't know, withdrawal is maybe not the right word, but watch for troop drawdown as we get closer to the midterm elections. And the other thing is the Seymour Hersh article, which I kind of alluded to a little bit yesterday, is pretty disturbing about how they have this idea that they're going to draw down troops in Iraq, and then they're going to turn out to use air power to aid the Iraqi armed forces and the police in fighting the insurgents. And air power equates to collateral damage, which equates to civilian deaths, which is not the way to win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi population. Plus, they want to allow the Iraqis, to be able to call in the airstrikes. Now, how would you like to have to be a pilot? I mean, what's going to keep the Iraqis from doing the following? Like have a Shiite Iraqi call in an airstrike on a Sunni mosque because they don't get along. I don't think that would work very well. But that's what the administration's talking about. Ivan in Fort Lauderdale. Ivan, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Ivan. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, you know, I have a comment. First of all, the death penalty, just to answer your question, I don't believe in it. I believe in letting him rot in a jail somewhere. That's perfect. That's our system. We impose it on them. Let them follow through on our system if they think it's so perfect. But the thing is that what he's on trial for is something that happened during the time that he was shaking hands with Rumsfeld, and we were giving them weapons, and we were giving them gases, and we were giving them different things, and that's what he's on trial for. So it's kind of hypocritical, don't you think? We're putting him on trial for a crime that clearly was committed under our watch.
This is not the first time we pulled this stunt. I mean, the other time we pulled it, you might remember, was Manuel Noriega.
Well,
where
Panama,
we went to Panama. I mean, this guy at one point was our man in Panama. Then we got crossways with him. We went into Panama. We arrested him. We brought him to Miami, and then tried him, and he's still in jail.
Yeah, which is, and the legacy continues. Manuel Noriega's top man? George Bush, number one, CIA, he put him in there. He knew about it. The legacy continues. It's just so hypocritical. And I'm from Panama, by the way.
Well, then you obviously know. And, of course, all of the money laundering and the drug running and all of the other stuff that that goes on has resumed under the new leadership and started immediately after Manuel Noriega left.
Sure, and who was just there? George Bush. Who was he shaking hands with? Come on. I mean, it's so hypocritical. So I guess to answer your question, no on the death penalty, let him rot. But, you know, it's all a scam. I don't buy it for 1 second. Our system in their country. Wow, that's great, huh?
Well, you certainly wouldn't let him go, though.
What's that?
You wouldn't let him go.
No way let him go. But you know what? This kangaroo trial is put up so that the American people can look at it as well, not the Iraqi people. This is so that we could stare and say, oh, look at the bad guy that we caught. No. This is just the kangaroo court. Let them do it. Take the cameras out. I don't really want to see it on CNN. I don't want to see it on any channel.
Yeah,
let our cameras get out. Let them get on with their business. Kill them. Don't execute them. I don't really care, I guess. I mean, death penalty, I guess I'm saying I'm not for it, but I don't really care what they do. And that's
all right,
how
Ivan.
We should feel about it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it isn't a court TV. So running the trial is making the trial available via the Internet, via video streaming on their website. You know, here's another thing. Somebody early on in this thing, when it first started, somebody brought up, and I can't remember who it was, but brought up the idea that what we should do is we should have removed Saddam Hussein from Iraq and held the trial elsewhere because the chances of him getting a fair trial are not very good. And one of the things is his defense attorneys and the defense attorneys for the other defendants keep getting murdered. And they're having trouble having witnesses come forward because they're scared they're going to get shot. So that doesn't sound like a very fair situation to me. I mean, particularly, I'm not being a bleeding heart about Saddam, okay? I mean, I want to make this clear so somebody doesn't call up and say, well, listen to you, you know, you're making this big deal about Saddam Hussein. What's wrong with you? He's a butcher and blah, blah, blah. I acknowledge all of that. But one of the things that this country, at least I think this country should pride itself on, is fairness. And if we're going to teach the Iraqis anything about what's going on and about fairness and about the right, you know, the whole pursuit of justice and the whole shebang, then it's very critical that we don't allow this trial to become a circus and that it's not fair and that there are charges that it's not fair. So we have to be very careful how we do this. Okay, take more of your calls coming up here with Jay Marvin. Jerry Springer's on vacation, and it's a well-deserved one. And I'll be here until Friday. So thank you for stringing along. This is Springer on the radio.
Go to SpringerOnTheRadio.com and email us your opinion.
Jerry
Springer on the radio.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Stay Boulder's Progressive Talk, because there are many choices in life.
I'm a traveling salesman. I just happened upon your show for the first time.
And with choices come alternatives.
I love AM 760.
All the time, every morning, and then on the way home.
You get another opinion other than what we get with the right-wing propaganda machine.
The cure for conservative talk.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And I'm with them every day.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I'd like to thank Jay Marvin for sitting inside your radio while I'm on vacation. So give Jay a call at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
And now, Springer on the radio presents another Croc News classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Fearmong is on vacation, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past, a Croc News classic.
I'm Gerald Fearmong, Croc News. It's November 19th, 1983, and here's what's happening. President Reagan has sent a personal representative to the country of Iraq, offering support for that country's war with Iran. The Reagan staffer named Donald Rumsfeld met with Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein. Rumsfeld shook hands with Hussein and said he looked forward to dealing with a reasonable Middle East leader for a change. With 1983 seeing one of the worst deficits in American history, it's extra bad news this week to learn that the Army has been buying screwdrivers for $780 and toilet seats for $640. Embarrassed Pentagon officials said they will immediately conduct a $15 million study of how such wasteful spending could have occurred. The pop music phenomenon of this year has to be Michael Jackson's LP Thriller. Sales are through the roof. Everyone's trying to learn the moonwalk dance Jackson did last summer on television. Then that new cable channel, MTV, is playing his videos constantly. Jackson is enjoying all the attention, but says he feels like the fans he'll be most interested in haven't been born yet. Speaking of the music business, the recording industry has released a new technology called the compact disc. They claim that the disc, called CD for short, sounds better than vinyl LPs or tape cassettes, is more durable, and most importantly, it's absolutely impossible to make illegal copies. CD players cost only about $900. And it's the way it's going. August 9th, 1983. I'm Gerald Schirm on Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry.
Springer on the Radio.
25 minutes in front of the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. Thanks for joining us. We're talking here about Saddam Hussein, his trial yesterday, postponed now again, because I believe they had trouble. One of the defense attorneys didn't bother to show up. You can't blame the guy. One of them got murdered. But the trial is postponed until, I believe, December the 6th. And do you believe that Saddam Hussein is found guilty? Should he be put to death, or would you rather see him rot for the rest of his natural life in a small cell in isolation in which he can have no contact with the outside world? Let's go to Lloyd, who's been hanging on in Nashville. Lloyd, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Comment about the fact that we're putting him on trial first. Ordinarily, you build a case upwards. You try his underlings for all of the atrocities, and then you build a case against him that's comprehensive. At this point, we're trying him because on some obscure charge, if we don't, does not relate to us, because we're involved in everything else he's done that's so bad. We're involved in the Iran-Iraq war. We're involved in the gassing of the Kurds because he bought stuff someplace. And we're also involved in the Kuwait invasion because we gave him the tacit approval that we a wink and a nod. We're trying to make sure that he does not appear publicly and defend his position vis-a-vis the United States because it would embarrass us. So he will be found guilty on this obscure charge, and he will be executed before we leave.
What about his other? You know, you bring up a really good point. You know, they're trying all of the defendants, including Saddam, together. That's kind of a weird thing, isn't it?
I think it's to divert attention. It's also a lesser charge. And if they tried him for what he's done, for all of the atrocities, it would be a huge case. And it would be, you know, comprehensive. They'd have a big record. They're trying to convict him on something which is a lot less in the public. But in Iraq, it's hot. In Iraq, they're anxious to kill him. So I think they're going to execute him anyway, whether we agree with it or not.
All right. Do you favor it, though? Do you favor execution, or would you rather see him a rot in prison?
After what Ryan did in Illinois, finding all the people who are not guilty, I have a hard time justifying it. Not that I'm against it, because the people are people who don't deserve to live, but I can't. I was for it for many years. I just cannot justify it anymore because there's too many cases where it could be wrong. A mistake that you make is just, I'd hate to live with that, really. I think, now, he deserves to be off the street, but I don't know that we need to take his life. And once again, if we take his life, then we can no longer fill in the record, can we? I think that's the purpose of this trial right now anyway, to eliminate him altogether. So he cannot tell us what happened back in history.
All right, Lloyd. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Good one. By the way, this country has reached its 1,000th execution. We've now executed 1,000 people in this country. And I don't know if that's like in the last year, but I saw this. There was a guy put to death. I think it was Monday night, but I'm not sure about this. And I think that we've reached our 1,000th execution in this country. But I'm not sure if it's this year or if it's all these years. Yeah, I think it's all these years combined. All right, let's go to Alan, who's been hanging on Detroit. Alan, hi, you're on. Alan, you there?
Everything's fine here. I am totally against capital punishment, and I'm definitely against capital punishment for Saddam Hussein.
All right, why?
Well, first of all, being a leader of a country, you could bring the case for Putin and Russia, or any leader that has to defend this country, keep this country together, Abraham Lincoln, for that matter, using violence against the citizens. But more importantly, the trial is illegal. And there's no way that we have, that court has jurisdiction over Saddam Hussein. So the trial is illegal, and the capital punishment is definitely not suited to the crime for a leader, a head of state. You can't charge him for executing people that tried to commit treason while they were in a state of war. So, you know, it's not fair. It's not legal.
Well, I believe we're trying him actually for 134 deaths that went on. And I can't. The area starts with a D, and I can't remember what the name of it is. And we're trying him for something like 134 deaths, which he committed after somebody. I believe somebody tried to assassinate him, so he went back to the town and took it out on him. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. By the way, I believe the polls in this country indicate, and this may be a CNN and Gallup poll, but 63% of Americans, somewhere between 63 and 67%, last poll I saw, favors the death penalty as a whole. Even with all of these mistakes, even with everything that goes on regarding the death penalty, they still favor it. All right, we'll take more of your calls on this. Jerry Springer on vacation. So this is Jay Marvin sitting in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer here. I'm exploring my feminine side by hanging out in the woman's bathroom with Michael Jackson.
Finally, Jerry, you're really becoming one of us. I love you, Jerry.
This is going to be a long week off.
Call Jerry, 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I
want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Radio on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Springer on the radio. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation. We're talking about putting Saddam Hussein to death, whether you favor it or not. As I said, it's anywhere between 63 and 67% in a CNN Gallup poll, I believe. Yeah, that's what it is. CNN Gallup poll shows that the majority of Americans favor the death penalty. All right, do you want to put Saddam Hussein to death? Or would you rather see him rot in a cell in solitary confinement and he can have his Koran but nothing else? Has to eat what we give him, by the way, and he was complaining yesterday about the food. What, does he want us to go to Taco Bell or something? I mean, what does he want? All right, let's go to Tony in Staten Island. Tony, you're on. Okay. That was Terry in Staten Island. I'm sorry about that. Terry decided to go away. Let's go to Chris in Long Island. Chris.
How you doing?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Great. Listen, personally, I have gone over to the other side now, and I don't believe in the death penalty. However, he should get it, but we know he won't because he's going to get it, even though he should rot in a cell forever. Because if he has a microphone and he can tell people just what this administration and the other administrations, other than Republicans, have done, well, they're all screwed. He's going to let out too much. And we know a lot, but he could let a lot more out, and that's not going to be allowed to happen. So he's going to die whether he falls out a flight of stairs, commits suicide, or they actually allow an execution.
Well, he certainly could tell us a lot. You're right about that. I don't know how credible it would be. But the other thing to consider is what I said early on, that there's a lot of tension in Iraq between the Sunnis, the Kurds, and the Shiites. And if we were to execute him, and I shouldn't use the word we, because the deal is the Iraqi people, or the court, depending on how much validity you give it. If they gave him the death penalty and he was smoked, wouldn't that make him a martyr?
No, I don't. If you did it the right way. The problem is we would have to let them do it their way, which means he's going to have to be beheaded, and it's going to be on television. And then what's going to happen is we're going to get bounced back from Europe. We're going to get hit with this anti-Americanism from all over, because not only did we do something we weren't supposed to do, I mean, we can't even go into that right now, but then we allow an execution, which none of them believe in. Okay, well, but then we let them do it in a way that Westerners feel is barbaric. They're going to lop his head off. And it's grisly when they do it.
Yeah, they're not going to show that on TV, I don't think. Well, maybe they will.
They'll see it on television. Oh, it will, maybe they won't do it in this country because they show us nothing here. We have mamby-pamby television. If this, you know, soft, they're feeding us soft food, pre-chewed food when we watch news. We don't.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant in this country. I didn't mean over there. I mean, I'm sure somehow, some way, unless Bush carries through with his insane plan to bomb Al Jazeera, I'm sure it'll show up in Al Jazeera.
Oh, it'll be more than that. They love it. When you go to places like Taiwan and the Philippines, those people eat it up. You know, life is cheap in other countries. It's cheap here. People don't realize it, but it's even cheaper there. And watching someone gets their head whacked off, well, you know, in the Middle Ages, even up to the years in the 1800s, people used to come out to watch public hangings to watch the guy die. Because it was something to do. And they will watch it, and it will get around. And it's good. The flashback from that is going to be almost as bad as the invasion itself.
All right, Chris, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Joey in Atlanta. Joey, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Joey, how are you?
Good. Quick comparison. I've heard of Noriega's name mentioned a few times.
Right.
People saying that Saddam will probably get the death penalty to prevent him from talking about our government. I'd always heard a rumor the reason why we blasted music in Noriega's compound was because he was coming out on the front steps and telling reporters things about the government. We were drowning him out. I don't know whether that's true or not, but They certainly whisked him away before you could talk too much.
Here's one of the things I know about the Noriega situation. I had a call once when I was working in Tampa, Florida, Tampa, St. Petersburg, from a guy by the name of Philip Agee. You familiar with that name?
It sounds familiar.
All right, he's a renegade CIA agent who actually this whole Valerie Plame situation, that law was passed because of Philip Agee. And Philip Agee once told me in a restaurant there that what the CIA did in the Noriega case was they went around handing out bags full of cash to get those people to surround where Noriega was holed up. I believe it was in the papal nuncio or something. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, to get them to beat on pots and pans and to demand that he come out. That was one of the things that I heard about that. Now, I don't know if that's the reason he surrendered. Maybe he surrendered because, you know what, he knew we were waiting out there and he had there was no out for him.
But what I had heard was he was actually coming out, shouting things out about the Reagan and Bush government, and so they wanted to drown him out. Play, you know, they were blasting music into him, like,
yeah,
to rattle him. But anyway, back.
All right, quickly, because I'm running out of time here.
Okay, back to Hussein. I'm just regretting that we're in this position to begin with. I mean, Bush one bungled an opportunity to help the Iraqis rise up and care of them themselves.
That's right.
And even as much of a fan as I am of Bill Clinton, he signed an Iraq Liberation Act in 1998, which essentially did the same thing with fund.
Yeah, you're right. I hate to cut you off, but I'm out of time. Yeah, he set up the Kurds, and then Saddam Hussein gassed him. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Hope you have a good day. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. It's, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. Therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Hello, Jerry. Call 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. And you'll be on Springer.
On the radio.
Put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Mr. Bush, high marks for being honest and straightforward.
Yeah. When the Emperor's package is just
into this topic. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, you got to be here for this. We're going to talk to Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. Talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that's Chris Matthews. All right, it's 5 minutes before the hour. We're talking about putting Saddam Hussein to death, or the other alternative, which is to keep him in jail, in prison, in solitary confinement for life. Let's go to Ken in Fort Lauderdale. Ken, hi, you're on. Ken, you there?
How you doing?
Hey, Ken, go ahead.
I think Saddam has to be executed. I don't believe in capital punishment, and I really don't believe in this war, but I think that the Iraqi people are watching this on television. I think most of them are afraid of his previous actions, and they need to see that that he's gone for good, and they can run their own government, because that's the only way we're going to get out of there.
Well, you know, you bring up good points. Let me just throw something at you that I threw at a previous caller. What about the idea, though, that you make him a martyr?
I don't think if they execute him, which that's what this is supposed to be, we've supposedly set them up as a government to make their own determination of what's going to happen to him, then they're going to execute him, and that's not going to be a martyr. I also fear, I mean, I would love the idea of him being put away in a cell and letting there to rot, but I'm just afraid with the corruption that he would get out, and then we'd have this all over again.
Yeah, that's also a very good point, because you don't know what kind of stable government's going to be in control. And, you know, the other thing, too, is I don't know how the Shiites and Sunnis would react to this. I don't know how the Sunnis would react to Saddam's death. I don't know, you know, there's so much faction and tension over there. It's like, I don't think this White House has a clue about any of this stuff. But you know what? You bring up some great points, man. I hope you have a good day. Thanks for calling. And, I don't think the White House has a clue. I mean, they're telling us on one hand that things are progressing there. Bush is going to make this speech, and he's going to claim this again. But you know something? There's an article in the New York Times today. Sunnis accuse Iraqi military of kidnappings and slayings. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber
Home. A mess of highways around the area. Visibilities have been reduced. Some of that is improving now as the snow is moving out of the area, but it's left in its wake a lot of drifts. Plows are working to get streets and highways dug out. Authorities say they're finding a lot of vehicles that have been abandoned.
Tens of thousands of families had to get through another night with no power or heat. Who's behind the wave of pre-election kidnappings and killings in Iraq? CBS's Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad tells us American officials suspect it's the work of death squads with government connections.
These Shiite militias are becoming the undisputed power behind the throne here in Baghdad. Western diplomats widely acknowledge they are part of the government security services, and Sunnis we spoke to are terrified. There are so many unmarked convoys full of masked men with guns driving around the city anyway, it's hard to tell if they're coming for you or just passing through your neighborhood until it's too late.
Two more American soldiers have been killed, victims of a roadside bomb north of Baghdad. The Vatican has officially released a document that bans most gay men from the priesthood. David Clossy, who is a sexual abuse victim, says the policy statement will do the church no good.
It's unwise, it's unjust, it's unworkable, and it's unrelated to the number one crisis the church faces, the clergy sex abuse scandal.
Catholic League President William Donahue disagrees.
We do think this will have an effect in cutting down on the molestation.
In Pottsville, Pennsylvania, a convicted sex offender whose infant son was put in foster care just after birth last month will be allowed to see the child. But a judge said those visits will have to be supervised by child welfare authorities. A Southside retirement home pulled out all the stops and all the candles to help Chicago's oldest living voter celebrate her 108th birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Amazon
Brooks
came to Chicago at an early age. The first presidential ballot.
she cast was for Warren G. Harding.
That was in 1920, the first year women could vote for president. The government says orders for big-ticket durable goods rebounded last month, mostly because of the biggest jump in military aircraft orders in about 5 years. In early Wall Street trading, the market is rallying. The Dow Industrials are ahead almost 63 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is higher by more than 13. This is CBS News.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today. Progressive Policy and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
Want to feel all warm inside? You got it. Just bundle up for the holidays with the hottest technology from CompUSA. Right now, get a $99 Epson photo printer free after rebates when you buy any digital camera for $199 and up. Like the Canon PowerShot with a 1.8-inch LCD screen for just $199. Or buy a Norwood Micro 17-inch LCD monitor for $179.99 and get a $49 Canon printer free.
Denver, South Colorado Boulevard in Yale, and in Old Town, Fort Collins at College and Mountain, or check them out online at bojos.com.
Whether it's a natural disaster or terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Seeking power.
Jay Marvin.
Good.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Springer.
On the radio.
Springer on the radio.
6 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. The show originates from AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk in Boulder, Colorado, covering the Boulder-Denver area. If you want to email me, am760.net. Please don't complain. I'm sensitive. All right, we're going to talk about something here that doesn't get a lot of play, but is a problem, particularly for our returning vets from Iraq, vets that have returned from other wars, including Vietnam. I assume, even though it wasn't talked much in those days, Korea, and even World War II. Dr. Edward Tick is a psychotherapist who has been treating war veterans since 1979 and specializes in post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. He has authored many books, including War and the Soul, and Healing Our Nation. He's healing our nation's veterans from PTSD. And Dr., welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you bet. Let's talk a little bit about this now. What is exactly post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, it is presently classified as a stress and anxiety disorder, but it's something much bigger. It's really a holistic condition that includes a cluster of symptoms that are completely disturbing to an individual and family's way of life. It includes sleep disturbances, insomnia, nightmares, flashbacks to traumatic or combat events, mistrust of authority, difficulty with intimacy, criminal behavior, sexual confusion, often abuse and misconduct, employment problems, high divorce rates, indulgence in violence. It's a whole cluster of things that some or all of that can be present in a veteran or somebody else with PTSD.
Now, you know, we focus a lot on those veterans who come back from Iraq and have lost a limb and have lost a leg or have been injured in some way or blinded, and rightly so. I mean, I think we should discuss that. I think that should be part of the discussion on the war. But this is something, this PTSD, this is something that isn't discussed very much. Why is that?
Big problem. It needs to be discussed. In fact, in every modern war, since at least World War One, some people say at least since the Civil War, there have been more psychiatric casualties than physical casualties in the war. And in World War Two, it was tenfold more psychiatric casualties. Why it's not discussed tends to be because, unfortunately, in America and in the modern world, we have everything is fine, get on with life, you have civilian opportunities, get moving again type of mentality. And we don't really want to hear of the terrible, terrible pain and suffering that modern war causes, in spite of it being one of our entertainment industries and lots of movies and books about it. We really don't sit down and give our veterans the time, the months and years they need to unload the terrible pain and suffering they've seen and done.
9 minutes after the hour, we're talking to Dr. Edward Tick, a psychotherapist who has been treating veterans since 1979 and specializes in what we're talking about here, post-traumatic stress disorder. Are these guys who come back with this, are they walking time bombs?
Some of them. It would be really do them a disservice to generalize that they're all walking time bombs, and that increases the alienation and the fear that between civilians and veterans, which really happened with the Vietnam generation. The guys who went and the guys who didn't go became so polarized they couldn't even talk about the experience. On the other hand, some of them, many of them, are walking time bombs. There have been over 100,000 suicides of Vietnam veterans since the war. Let's remember, 58,000 men and women were killed in Vietnam. That means we've had more, about double the number of suicides since the war than during the war. The same thing has been true from the first Gulf War, and we're also getting so many suicides and homicides from Iraq returnees. So, yes, without proper treatment and response and inclusion in the community, many of them are walking time bombs.
All right, a guy comes back from Iraq, or even a woman comes back from Iraq. They have this. They have PTSD. What kind of medical care are they getting, or are we just not addressing this problem?
Better than we did during the Vietnam era for a few reasons. There is universal support for the troops in this country now. We're not blaming the troops, even if we disagree with the war, and that's a very good thing. The military also has recognized the problem to some extent. They are diagnosing PTSD sometimes right in the combat zone, and there is some counseling in the combat zone and behind the lines. Also, there is some minor amount of debriefing upon return from 1 to 3 weeks of how to readjust to civilian life. So we're doing a little bit better job, but we still don't recognize that war, especially modern war with its massive destructive technology, is so debilitating that our veterans are changed forever and need all kinds of support. Now, PTSD is usually treated with stress relaxation techniques and medications to mask the symptoms, but that doesn't go far enough. We really need a kind of a national effort in educating people about the psychological consequences of war that veterans and their families will likely suffer from it for a long time to come. And we need massive things like we need support groups. We need ways of including veterans in the community in where they can tell the stories and tell the truth and be included in our society and not expect them to be able to return to civilian life quickly and easily. Other cultures in other times have had ways of using their warriors and their warrior experiences in peaceful ways after the combat experience. We don't have that. We just say, get back to civilian life. Here's your GI Bill. Here are your opportunities. And they can't do it.
Well, you know, I was going to follow up with the question about, you mentioned 3 weeks. Is 3 weeks, you know, actually enough to get adjusted back to civilian life and take care of this? It seems to me you would need longer than that.
You need longer. World War II veterans are still coming out of the closet today saying, I've been in pain for 50 or 60 years since my combat experience, and I've never gotten rid of my pain. I've kept it secret. I've had nightmares. Maybe I've abused alcohol to numb the pain. It's really a life change when people have been to war. And the American fantasy that we can get back to normal quickly with the right opportunities is not accurate and does the veterans a disservice. So they need lots of time, a whole lot more than 3 weeks.
And we need a national debate about this, right?
Yes. For example, if I were president, I would declare Veterans Day to be a holiday again, not a sale day in the malls, but I would ask the entire nation to shut the malls and not go shopping on Veterans Day and to do more than parades. Parades are helpful in honoring our veterans, but let's open churches and synagogues and temples and schools and civic organizations and have a national day of support and grieving and dialogue about the meaning of the war experience with our veterans.
Well,
there's a lot we can do.
How about this president who decides to make a political speech? I mean, that was kind of sad, don't you think?
Yeah. It was. It was a sad speech and really did not address, again, the issues our veterans carry and the suffering they and their families are going through.
You know, I've run into vets who have told me that there are 2 days of the year that they hide. One is 4th of July, and the other one is Veterans Day. But that they can't take, you know, all the fireworks, and they can't take... I've talked to a couple of Vietnam vets who have told me this, that they just, you know, they try any way they can to escape this whole thing.
Yes, rather than coming out to be honored and included in the community, they do their best to hide. Just shooting off fireworks without being concerned about the veterans in the audience is an example of how PTSD insidiously infects our culture. The civilian community is shouting hooray and having their emotions inspired, while by and large the veteran community is hiding because that reminds them of warfare and they don't want to lose it in a crowd. Another problem where we think veterans ought to come out but they actually hide is going for help from the Veterans Administration hospitals. Actually, only 10% of our veterans will use VA services. And it's because their war experiences were so disillusioning, they tend to see the VA as an arm of the government toward whom they're angry, so they won't come out and even take the services that we're trying to provide. So there's a terrible alienation between too many of our veterans. Of course, many are very patriotic and come out for all kinds of events, so we don't want to overgeneralize. But too many of our veterans are hiding, are disabled, are street people. About half of our homeless on the streets of America are veterans. That says something very sad about our society and our relationship to our heroes.
All right, in the minute we've got left, if there's a veteran listening who has PTSD or thinks that they have it, what would you say to them?
Yeah, well, I would say do not expect that you can get over it. Do not feel condemned for what you did in our service. Realize that you're changed forever. Find ways of talking about your experience. Locking it in your head is going to drive you crazy. It's going to make the PTSD much worse. You have to get it out, even if it's only talking with other vets, perhaps older vets from different wars. But find support. Don't lock yourself away. Don't lock it up. Know that we love you and honor you no matter what you experienced.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Really appreciate your time, and thank you for being on the program.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your concern with this issue.
You got it. There's Dr. Edward Tick, psychotherapist, who has been treating veterans since 1979 and specializes in post-traumatic stress disorder. He's authored many books, including War and the Soul, Healing Our Nation's Veterans, veterans from PTSD. Why did I put this interview on? Because you know something? Those of us who are liberal, those of us who are progressive, those of us on the left, we're just as patriotic, and we do care about our veterans. We do thank them for their service, and they should be getting top-flight health care. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
This is Ann Coulter. I'm watching Jerry Springer do knee bends in the shower. My God, only a horse could have bigger thigh muscles. Tonight, my bed will burn hotter than Rome in 64 A.D. Dream about it, you losers. It's Springer on the radio.
Commence dialing sequence.
1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
770-1000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village. 770-1000 or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Vacation. This is Jay Marvin sitting in for Jerry. Thanks for being with us today. Well, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. And I always feel like, you know, I can't get it all in the 3 hours. And then I hear other people like Randy Rhodes, who I love, and Al Franken, who I love, and others. And I hear Ed Schultz, who I love. And I hear them talking, and I think to myself, man, I wish I would have gotten that in, even though I had this, even though I had it laying around. Coming up right after 9 o'clock, this is one of my favorite segments. We're going to talk to Jameson Fosier of Media Matters for America, which specializes in debunking the right-wing spin that is so predominant in the media today. The right wing has really done a good job about this, having this, and we're gonna have them on and try to, and we are going to, not try to, we are going to deconstruct some of it. But you know, Media Matters for America pointed out something on their website that I think is really important. You know, Media Matters for America has this on their website. New York Times article, and I don't know how many of you read this over the weekend. I certainly did. New York Times article suggests that many pro-choice Democrats and Democratic politicians are afraid to be seen in church. In a November 27th New York Times article, reporter Timothy Egan claimed, in the Rocky Mountain West, where Democrats made their only real gains in last year's general election, the governors favor abortion rights but are not to be afraid to be seen in church. Well, in fact, many Democratic politicians who favor abortion rights but do not represent Western states are also not afraid to be seen in houses of worship, and they give some examples, including President Bill Clinton, Senator John Kerry, Virginia Governor-elect Timothy Kaine, Joseph Lieberman, Senator Barack Obama, and Senator Paul Sarbanes. And, you know, one of the things that I think that we do, as those of us who are progressives on the left or Democrats, and I consider myself to be a Democrat, one of the things we do is we always cede the high ground on this stuff to the Republicans. These whole value arguments and the idea that, you know, that they have the corner on religion, and we, you know, we don't have it. And they're God-fearing people, and, of course, we're not. And you get people like Rick Santorum and others who parade around the country strutting this stuff, and connections with groups like Focus on the Family and Jerry Falwell and James Dobson of Focus on the Family and Bob Jones. And you know what? This just simply isn't true. There's a lot of people who are on the left who are very, very religious or have a belief that, you know, that God exists and may play either an important part in their lives or maybe just play some role in their lives. I'm Jewish, but do I go to temple? No. Of course, I always had trouble with authority, so rabbis usually have trouble with them. But, you know, I believe there's a God, or at least I debate on the idea that there's a God. But I know a lot of people who consider themselves to be left or liberal, and they do believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ, or they do believe in God, or they do go to mosques. And I've been touting this book forever and a day, and it's on number one on the New York Times bestseller list. If you haven't read it, you should. It's Jimmy Carter's, President Carter's book on America and values. But this article that ran in the New York Times, it was in the opinion section this past Sunday. What it made it out to be is that most Democrats are not religious, and that most Democrats really are uncomfortable with the idea, and that these Democrats who have stepped up to the plate and have talked about it have achieved great election success. Let me quote from the article. Across the vast inland sea of Republicans, red in states like Kansas, Wyoming, Oklahoma, and Arizona, other Democratic governors are soaring at the same high level of approval in the polls. They may not look much like coastal Democrats, and they may not talk much like their party leaders, and at times, they act as if they would rather catch the bird flu than have their pictures taken with Howard Dean, the Democratic Party chairman, who often runs into scheduling conflicts with the governors whenever he visits. But as Democrats look to nationalize the congressional elections next year, they have been traipsing off to political backwaters like Helena and Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Topeka, Kansas, for tips from the heartland and from heartland Democrats, the breed that has long been ignored, but was forced early on to learn some survival strategies that is now in vogue. So my question to you here is, how do we confront this idea that we've ceded this religious ground to the religious right in the Republican Party, and that there are many of us in the Democratic Party who believe that pro-life is the way to go, that guys like Bob Casey Jr., who's running in Pennsylvania, believes this, and that there is room for everybody. But the big thing is that we just cede the moral high ground on religion. You know, we give this to them. We give it to the Republicans every single time. And where is the religious left? And how come we don't speak out more on this? When John Kerry was running his presidential campaign, you did see shots of him going to church. But as Media Matters for America points out, that once again, conventional media wisdom is that Democrats are not comfortable going to houses of worship, and particularly pro-choice Democrats are not comfortable going to houses of worship, and they're afraid to be seen in church. So you know what? If you're religious, and even if you're not religious, I'd love to have you comment on this. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779, because these are issues that we're not only going to have to deal with coming up in 06, but we're going to have to deal with it in 08 as well. And these people have hijacked religion, in my opinion, the religious right, and the Republicans wrap themselves up in this, even though a lot of times their practices don't conform to what's taught in the New Testament, as much as I know about it, and what is taught, what is taught in church, what is taught in temples, what is taught in mosques. I mean, they just don't conform to it. Yet we've let them run away with this. So how do we fight back? Where is the religious left? And why don't we make ourselves better known? I should say, why don't you make yourself better known if you fall in to that category? Because we don't make ourselves better known, and they're going to use this against us. They're going to use it against us in 06, they're going to use it against us in 08, and it's about time we defuse this. And it's about time we step forward and said, yeah, you know something? We're just as frickin' religious as you are. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Springer on the radio.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
I'm Dr. Tom Shives. Did you know that exercise not only builds strong muscles, it builds strong bones as well? That's especially important for kids because the bone mass you gain when you're young helps determine your bone health and strength for life. That's why orthopedic surgeons remind all kids to get up, get out, and get moving. Weight-bearing activity, meaning exercise you do on your feet that works your bones and muscles against gravity, is especially good for building bones. Kids should do at least 35 minutes of physical activity a day, like walking, jogging, dancing, stair climbing, or team sports. Adults should follow the same advice, since bones continue to grow even into our 30s. Bone loss, which can lead to osteoporosis and other bone problems, normally begins in our mid-30s. So strengthen those bones and get up, get out, and get moving. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I'd like to thank Jay Marvin for sitting inside your radio while I'm on vacation. So give Jay a call at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Okay, everybody, pipe down. Let's get this over with. Now, as you all know, some doofus leaked to the press that the whole White House staff is doing a refresher course in, ethics. So we all got to... Hey, come on now, folks. We don't have to do the whole damn thing. Just a couple of scenes we got to tape that make us look ethical. Everybody here?
Yes, sir.
Where's Scooter? He's usually always at... Oh, yeah, right. Okay, Carl, you guys into this. Come up here, read this.
All right.
And this thing I'm going to hold in here, it's a correction device for showing Carl if he's done the right thing or not. Okay, go.
Why, Mr. President, look at this top secret list of CIA agents. Wow, this sure is top secret stuff.
Why, yes, I see that it is. So tell me, true blue, red state, loyal White House staff member.
George.
What are you going to do with that top secret list?
George, ain't nothing else written here. What am I supposed to do?
I think that's the test part, Carl. Right there's where you're supposed to say something ethical.
Oh, well, I think I will give this list to a reporter.
My goodness, Carl, that answer was not ethical. You should have said, I will accidentally leave the list where a New York Times reporter will notice it. Okay, Carl, you got to resign now.
What?
Just kidding. Next, one of you interns, you, come here, read this.
Mr. President, it's time to appoint a director for an agency that makes life and death decisions.
Well, that sounds like a heck of a job. Tell me, loyal intern, should I appoint someone who is qualified or a political crony who don't know squat?
Oh, you mean Browning.
Why, no, that would not be ethical. I shall only appoint those who are most qualified. You are now fired.
Fired? Wait a minute.
Okay, now let's have Rumsfeld. Rummy, you can do this one. Step right up here. Good, okay. Now, Rummy. I know, that's what I call an ethical preemptive strike. Sorry, now. You're a good sport. Okay, who's next?
I am, Mr. President.
Carl, you already been up here. You flunked.
No, I haven't.
Now, Carl.
I haven't been up here in my life. Let's go try me out.
Now, listen, Turd Blossom.
You got something against me, Mr. President? It's not very ethical.
Carl.
So why do you hate America? Maybe Dan Rather was right.
Carl.
Jerry.
Springer on the radio.
25 minutes before the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. This is Springer on the radio. We're talking here about the seating the religious values argument to the right. And oh, let me throw in one other one, too. And this is a difficult topic to kind of form and kind of shape. And we've had discussions about this here locally on my local show. And it's something that I think we ought to keep talking about. And the other thing is that we're always viewed, those of us who are progressives on the left, liberals, members of the Democratic Party, or consider ourselves the type of people who would vote Democratic, we're also portrayed in the media, and we're also portrayed by the neocons as not being pro-military. Meanwhile, you got a guy like Randy Duke Cunningham, of course, who is scamming the taxpayers and the Defense Department and our troops by arranging for his friends to get contracts, and he pleaded guilty to that yesterday. But all of those things, you know, the Republicans run with, and we don't. I don't think we really have a proper response for that. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Aya, who is in Dearborn, Michigan. Aya, hi, you're on.
Hi. I think the trouble is that there's a lot of hostility on the left towards any deeply religious person. All of us, we're pushed away.
You think there's hostility on the left towards people who are religious?
Absolutely. And anyone who's deeply religious is pushed out. The left is suspicious of us. We're seen as backwards. And I'm not sure whether it's the fault of the left or the right, because the right obviously has hijacked religion. And especially my religion, I'm a Muslim, and we're completely left out. We're talked about a lot, but we're not really included.
Well, being Muslim, you've got some real stereotypes that, unfortunately, you have to break down and you have to stop. And one of those things is that people, people view you, a lot of people, I'm not saying everybody in this country, but a lot of people view you with a very negative eye due to what's going on in the Middle East. And in the mainstream media, it comes out every once in a while. I mean, one of my favorite quotes is by Lou Dobbs of CNN, who I think has helium in his head most of the time. But when they were having the youth riots over in France, it was clearly reported that what those kids were upset about was they were upset about the fact that there were no jobs and there were no opportunities and that the unemployment rate was astronomical in the neighborhoods that they lived in. And then Dobbs turns around and says, the Islamist radicals in Paris. I mean, you know, Dobbs, get your head together here. So I think, yeah, you know, you have got a problem with that, but we shouldn't push you away, and we shouldn't make religion any kind of a litmus test, whether you can join or not join or be part of the party or not be part of the party. And I think we should welcome everybody in, regardless of what their religion is.
Oh, we should, and there's a lot of talk about it. Oh, we need to include these poor, oppressed Muslims. But, you know, no one ever asks us. I know for me and nearly everyone I know, we're all Muslim, and we are far, far left. We're pro-choice. We're very progressive. We don't believe in creationism in schools and all of the things that we're accused of. So what do we do about it? How do we get our foot in the...
Well, I think you have to speak up. I think you have to make your voice known. I think you've got to call programs like this, and I think you've got to write letters to newspapers, and I think you've got to knock down the conventional wisdom that, Muslims are not patriotic, the Muslims, are not mainstream, that the Muslims, all of the stereotypes, that they're terrorists, that they should be suspected, that they're foreigners. I mean, you got to knock all that stuff down by raising your voice. Thank you, Aya. I appreciate the call. Salam alaikum. All right, let's go to, do I have time for Bob? Yeah, let's go to Bob in Brooklyn. Bob, you're on.
Hi, my name is Bob from Brooklyn. I'm a member of the Christian left. I used to be a member of the Christian right. But how many times have you ever heard a Democrat say, on Judgment Day, there'll be two groups of people, and to one group, Jesus will say, when I was hungry, you cut my food stamps. When I was sick, you cut my Medicaid benefits. And people will say, when did we ever see you hungry or sick? And he'll say, whatever you did to the least of my brothers, that you did to me. You never hear Democrats. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You never hear Democrats use language like that. Maybe because, as the previous caller had said, there is an alienation between the left and religion. I'm a thinking born again Christian. I think a lot. I read a lot, and it's kind of a shame the way that the stereotypes in the media are portrayed, you know, especially in the case of creationism versus evolution. You never hear about the old earth creationists like Dr. Hugh Ross, who has a PhD in astrophysics and is also a Protestant minister in California.
Well, we've got to get, we have to, And I say we because I mean collectively those on the left, those of us who consider ourselves liberal progressives and those of us who are aligned with the Democratic Party or consider ourselves to be Democrats, we've got to get this message out that there are people on the left who are religious. And maybe, you know, maybe the answer is maybe candidates should get up and challenge those on the radical right, the religious right, and take it to them instead of trying to recoil from them when they start trying to claim the moral superiority high ground. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. And this is an article. This is an issue that that haunts me. I mean, I think about this all the time. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. It's Springer on the radio.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos, but we will.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998. With affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
of the hour here. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. I'm so proud of myself. I haven't coughed once on the air. All right. Let's get back to this discussion about the left and Democrats and religion. And I consider myself to be a Democrat. I vote Democratic. We do have a hostility towards religion, or maybe it isn't that we don't. Maybe it isn't we don't have a hostility towards religion. Maybe what it amounts to is that people who are on the religious left just don't speak up enough, and we've allowed the Republicans, we've allowed the religious right, the wacko religious right, to steal the whole subject and own the whole label of religion in this country. So John in Austin, Texas. John, you're on. John Wants. Oh, go ahead, John.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Something that you said kind of caught my eye. They've not only stole it, but they've perverted it. They've turned it into something that it's not. Let me just give you a little background on me. I'm a person who pretty much grew up in the church. I sang in choirs. I studied the Bible almost as much as some people who go to school to do that type of thing. And you know, I kind of fell out of grace with the church. And the reason I fell out of grace with the church is because to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. And to do the things that Christ did. And that means to feed people, clothe people, to help people. So I'm kind of jumping around here, but I think I'll make my point pretty clearly if you could just give me a second. There's the one side with the church that takes money, builds these big millions of dollar buildings, $10 million buildings in neighborhoods where, and how many people could you feed and clothe with that $10 million, $20 million that it takes to build that mega church? See, so that's the first side. You're not being Christ-like and doing the things that Christ taught on that side. And then you have the politician side, which have not only, like I say, hijacked it, but they perverted it because there is no feeding the hungry. There is no least of these like Christ taught about. Christ said that the greatest thing was charity. And that's not what we're seeing. When you look at the Sermon on the Mount, these Republicans don't follow that. So you got a bunch of people who are being hoodwinked, so to speak, and to believe in, the right brand of Christianity. I like to say, one more thing. You know, there's a quote out there. I don't know who said the quote, but the quote is that it's almost impossible to reason a man out of a position that he did not first reason. And see, that you're not reading what God said in His Word, what Jesus said in His Word, and taking that. You're just like these people who believe anything that Bill O'Reilly says and anything that Rush says.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt here, but you're making the point I was going to make, which is if you ask a lot of people about what is religion and who's the face of religion, I think a lot of them would tell you that it's Jerry Falwell, that it's Pat Robertson, that it's Bob Jones, that it's James Dobson, that these are the people who are the face of religion, and that this is what represents religion, and so that breeds a lot of hostility, because good Lord, who with any brains would follow Pat Robertson? And then the other thing is, these people, and it's never called into question, very rarely, but these people make a lot of money off these television networks and off these radio programs, and they're always soliciting money. And I think it's a perfectly legitimate question to ask these people. Of the money that you solicit, how much do you pour back in to the poor, the needy, the hungry? How much do you use to better the lot of people in life? But I think the radical Christian right has become the face of religion in this country, and it's about time people who are not and who do not identify with the religious right, it's about time that they stood up and took the religion back. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We really need to do this. And when I say we, I mean those of us on the left. We need to step forward and go, wait a minute, getting up on a television show and talking about assassinating Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, which is what Pat Robertson did, or that feminism leads to killing your kids, this is not religious or Christ-like behavior. It's not religious behavior in any way, shape, or form. Jerry Springer on vacation, Jay Marvin. In for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer, I'm currently in the shower listening to my radio while doing my knee bends. It's a very interesting topic you have going here, Jay. Got to go. Here come the hoodie girls.
Disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
In
intelligent talk radio. That might be a contradiction in terms. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. See you hoops on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Buffaloes, under new head coach Kathy McConnell Miller, battle the Colorado State Rams in women's hoops on Wednesday.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple-pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple-pane windows at a double-pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple-pane windows. Windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
And a religion. And it is, it's coming up to 5 minutes before the hour. Okay, let's go back to the phones. And we go to Charles in Covington, Kentucky. Charles, hi, you're on.
Okay, Jay. And you just hit on it. The Democrats are not fighting for their faith. We've got to be able to sit and look at what the Republicans are saying. I'm a Baptist minister. And it irks me that the Democrats do not take them to task and use the same scriptures against them because they're not doing anything as per the scripture is saying. We've got to contend for our faith. I'm a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat, and we'll die a Democrat because I know the values that the Democratic Party has. They have always helped people, the poor people. They've always seen for wages for people. But when you look at it, they run from the faith instead of fighting for the faith.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. We shouldn't run from the faith. And I believe, and I can't remember the number, but there's a number of quotes in the New Testament about administering to the poor, and we should start using those. We should start using those quotes, and we should start. You're right, firing back. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I really agree.
And it's a shame. Really, it's a shame that we don't do it, and we need more people like you to raise your voice.
And I have here locally. I got on the local Democratic Party because I have a house that's strategically placed where there's four different streets that lead to a big highway. I have to call the Democratic Party and ask them to put a sign in my yard for John Kerry. Now, that's crazy. Well, we need to see locally, the national needs to come down, okay, locally and see what's built.
Well, I think Howard Dean's working on that. I think he's working on trying to put that together, and I think you'll see a plan coming up next year which will outline a lot of things that the Democratic Party gets into, and I hope that faith and that battling these questions is one of the things that we take on. Whether you are religious on the left or you are not religious, we cede the religious high ground to the right. This is a topic that will come up time and time again, and I bring it up as much as I can. Why? Because you know something? I'm sick of the direction of this country. I want us to win in 06. I want us to win in 08. And I don't want to have to get into a situation once again where, you know, we get our heads cut off by this whole debate. And the whole idea that we just either avoid these issues or we cede control to these issues. Jay Marvin on here for Jerry Springer. And this is Springer on the radio.
Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
And I think that signals that the consumer still remains cautious heading into the holiday season.
Another bit of positive economic news. New home sales soared at a record pace in October, up by 13%, the biggest gain in more than a dozen years. Dave Siders at the National Association of Home Builders says it's because mortgage interest rates, which have been at historic lows, are now trending up.
New home buyers, seeing those interest rates rising, decide they just better go ahead and make the purchase.
Some analysts, though, think the October sales spurt could mark the last hurrah for the five-year housing market boom. Motorists who've been stranded on I-70 more than 24 hours after it was shut down by a massive plain state blizzard are moving again. KWCH-TV's Matt Morrow in Russell, Kansas.
We caught some truckers and some other people as they were going home, and the look on their face this morning is just ecstatic compared to what it has been. A lot of them spent two nights here, and some of them spent two nights in their cars and in their trucks, and now they're just happy to get home.
Thousands of people were left without power, and five deaths are blamed on the storm, which is now heading for the Great Lakes region. Strong winds with gusts up to 30 miles an hour are the problem in parts of Texas and Oklahoma as crews battle to contain wildfires that have destroyed homes, forced evacuations, and injured firefighters. There are reports that mostly Shiite Iraqi security forces have been terrorizing and killing Sunni Muslims, mostly at night. And CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad tells us U.S. troops are having a great deal of difficulty controlling it.
They can't pick Iraqi militiamen out of a crowd of security forces. They simply blend in. It's only at night that the militia members follow other orders, U.S. commanders tell us, racing around the town from dusk until dawn, terrorizing Sunni neighborhoods.
Quite a performance from Taishan, the giant panda cup, as the international press got its first look at the National Zoo's new arrival.
He's doing great. He's showing us each day that he's more and more of a little bear cub,
says panda curator Lisa Stevens. Cameras whirred and clicked furiously as Taishan pranced and mugged in his den 4.5 months after he was born. The Stones are going to be rolling right into your living room on Super Bowl Sunday. The NFL says the venerable rock group will perform during halftime for the big game, February 5th. A statement from the band says they are thrilled to perform on the typically most watched telecast of the year. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrial's up more than 36 points, and the NASDAQ Composite is up by 3. This is CBS News.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today. Progressive Housing Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
This holiday season, make your shopping quick, easy, and convenient with Overstock.com. You'll find savings up to 70% off on name brand products, and that'll make you one smart elf. Plus, with our online low price guarantee, you can be assured that you're receiving the very best prices you'll find anywhere online. And don't forget, 24-hour customer service and your entire order ships for just $2.95, no matter how big.
Doesn't the law say you have to keep your papers with the car? So how do you stop making it easy for them? Nine wants to know tonight at 10.
Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
Springer on the radio.
6 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. This is Springer on the radio. And it's good to have you along. The show originates from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk in Boulder, Denver area. And if you want to email me, it's am760.net. Go in there and look for my email address. And this is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite parts of my program. I look forward to this every single week. And a disclosure here: I am a financial contributor to this organization, but I am proud of being one. Here's a Jameson Fosier, senior advisor at Media Matters for America. Just go to mediamatters.org. And JMO, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, let's start. I have had this discussion with you and Paul Waldman, both of you, many times about Chris Matthews. While I like him and I watch him every single night, and I guess you could say that I'm kind of a fan, and I have a hard time figuring out at times where he's coming from, although recently he said things like, well, I hope that Rudy Giuliani runs, that I think he's a great guy. But then, you know, in the other breath, he'll turn around and tell Maureen Dowd how much he likes her. So I can't figure out where he's coming from. But last night I'm watching him, and Matthews makes this incredible comment. He says everybody sort of likes the president except for the real left-wing whack jobs. Now, I consider myself, you know, to be left of center, and I don't like Bush, but I don't consider myself to be a whack job. Do you?
I don't consider you to be a whack job. I don't consider the majority of the American people to be whack jobs. And at this point, the majority of the American people do not like Bush. This is a sort of myth about George Bush that's been around forever, that the pundits love to tell you, oh, people like the guy. They want to have a beer with him. I don't know who wants to have a beer with him. Nobody I know does. But more importantly, the majority of the American people at this point don't have a favorable view of Bush on a personal level. The most recent polling that asked about his personal favorability ratings found that only 41% view unfavorably. 56% have an unfavorable view. Another recent poll broke it down into very favorable, somewhat favorable, very negative, somewhat negative. Only 38% had either a somewhat or very positive view of him. 35% had a very negative view of Bush. A majority had a negative view overall. So it's just not true. This notion that he's likable or that the American people just like him. They don't. They dislike him. He's very unpopular.
And so Matthews just keeps repeating this. I don't understand where he's coming from.
Well, you know, he may be, you know, it may be the case that people at the cocktail parties Chris Matthews hangs out at in Washington like George Bush, but at this point the American people don't. They think he's screwed up the country and that he's lied to them, and they don't like him.
All right, what about Nora O'Donnell of MSNBC/NBC?
Well, similar kind of thing with her. She's, recently repeated one of these sort of talking points about Bush that we've been hearing for years. One of them is that, you know, people just like him. Another one is that he seems authentic. She was on the air the other day saying that the big problem that John Kerry and Hillary Clinton have is that they are inauthentic, that people don't know if, with Hillary Clinton, people don't know if she's the old Hillary or the new Hillary. Now, I don't know what that means. She didn't give any examples of Hillary Clinton's changing her positions on policies or on anything else. She just kind of said it, which is one common little smear that you hear. But she went on to say that, by contrast, President Bush is seen as authentic. In fact, he's seen as a liar. Every recent poll shows that large majorities, overwhelming majorities, the American people think that he and his administration misled the public on Iraq. One poll found that he misleads the public on current issues to achieve his own end. Every poll shows that people think he's not honest and trustworthy. People don't think he's authentic. They think he's a liar.
All right, now we got to get to somebody who I complain about on a regular basis. But I have to admit that I have not been watching him as of late because I just can't stand him. Why is it that, and Lou Dobbs really is guilty of this, and CNN is too, because I saw a little part of their 25 years looking back, and who's on there commenting but Ann Coulter? Why do they keep having, and she is a right-wing wacko and a pig, what do they keep having her on for?
I have no idea. She's been on now 10 times since the beginning of 2004. Many of those times by herself, unopposed. You know, this is a person who, just to remind people, once said that the only question about Bill Clinton was, quote, whether to impeach or assassinate. She suggested the assassination of a then-sitting president. She said that her only regret about the Oklahoma City bombing was that Tim McVeigh didn't blow up the New York Times building instead. She's a vile, reprehensible, hateful person who has urged violence against elected officials in America. She has no business being on television.
I mean, here's one of her quotes. The Democrats are giving aid and comfort to the enemy for no purpose other than giving aid and comfort to the enemy. There's no plausible explanation for Democrats' behavior other than that they, listen to this, they long to see U.S. troops shot, humiliated, and driven from the field of battle. I mean, you know, come on. I think she needs therapy. I really do.
She needs something. What she doesn't need is any more airtime, and what the American people don't need is hearing any more of this garbage out of her. She's obviously not altogether rational.
But she shows up on Lou Dobbs Tonight. She shows up on American Morning. She shows up on Larry King. She shows up on the CNN. She's on Inside Politics. I mean, enough is enough already with this woman.
She does. You know, I think people at this point kind of assume that this kind of garbage only happens on Fox, that Fox is the crazy one, and that, you know, CNN and MSNBC might be a little more reasonable. You know, let's remember that when she first came to public prominence as an employee of MSNBC, she was a paid commentator on MSNBC before they had to fire her because she went too far in attacking Vietnam veterans that she disagreed with. She's on CNN every couple months, unopposed, offering her opinion. So people shouldn't be of the impression that, you know, well, as long as I don't watch Fox, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be subjected to this kind of garbage, because they are.
Yeah, one final thing on her, and Oberman had this quote, because he made her one of the, and he follows Chris Matthews on MSNBC, and he made her one of the worst persons of the day. As a matter of fact, she won as a top worst person of the day, where she said that there was uranium from Niger, and that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and why? Because she said so.
You know, I just got this morning an email news alert from Newsmax magazine, which is an online website funded by Richard Scaife and some other right-wing billionaires, saying, breaking news, weapons of mass destruction have been found in Iraq. And I get one of these emails from supposed news organizations like Newsmax every couple of months. And it's not true. This is this constant effort. I think at this point most people understand, finally, that there were no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq. It didn't happen. That wasn't the case last year during the election. Some of the studies found that especially an overwhelming majority of Bush voters thought that weapons of mass destruction had actually been found. I think finally people kind of understand that that's not true, but that's not stopping these conservative news outlets from just lying about it and trying desperately to convince people that it happened.
30 minutes after the hour, Jameson Fosier, senior advisor at Media Matters for America. We call him JMO. Let me see if we got time to get into this. Fox News, MSNBC devoted scant coverage to the initial aftermath of Representative Duke Cunningham's guilty plea and his resignation. Now, those of us who didn't watch Fox saw this guy crying and saying he was going to make amends, but Fox didn't give it much coverage, did they?
No, not at MSNBC, actually. In the 4 hours after he pled guilty and resigned from Congress, MSNBC gave it 4 minutes, and Fox News gave it 3 minutes of airtime in 4 hours. Just basically ignored it. This is a guy who was a senior Republican member of Congress. The Republicans put him in charge of the terrorism subcommittee of the Select Committee on Intelligence. That's a pretty sensitive post, and it turns out he was a crook. It turns out he was a guy who was taking bribes and engaging in conspiracy, and that's not my accusation against him. That's what he's admitted to. He admitted in open court to taking bribes, to changing government policy in exchange for cash. And this is the guy the Republicans chose to run a terrorism subcommittee of the Intelligence Committee. That's kind of frightening, and that's big news.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that Fox and MSNBC kind of shined it on and didn't give it much coverage is, doesn't say much. Well, you know what? What do you expect out of Fox, though, right? I mean, what do you expect out of them? Isn't this the kind of thing that they do on a daily basis?
Well, absolutely. You certainly don't expect anything better than that out of Fox. I think a lot of people do expect something more out of that, out of MSNBC than that, but they weren't any better. And also last night on MSNBC, Scarborough Country, they had Brent Bozell, who's a conservative activist, talking about media coverage of leak investigations, and he's a far-right activist, and as balance, they had Tucker Carlson. who's a conservative columnist and commentator and television figure. So their balance on this MSNBC show was, I guess, a far-right crazy Republican and a relatively sane Republican.
All right, one last one here for you. The media keeps parroting this. Now, what the Democrats want to do is they want to cut and run, when clearly no Democrat has actually said that. Most Democrats have said that they want some kind of phase withdrawal. Why does the media, and now the mainstream media, you know, and these talking heads and news anchors, what do they keep repeating this for?
I think they're just repeating what the Republicans are saying, basically. When John Murtha first called for an end of the deployment of U.S. troops in Iraq a couple weeks ago, the Republicans immediately pounced on him and accused him of wanting to cut and run, and they mischaracterized what he'd said as saying he wanted an immediate withdrawal, like tomorrow. That's absolutely not what he had said. He said a withdrawal as soon as possible, which he thought might be about 6 months. But the Republicans, remember, tried to stage a stunt on the floor of the House where they tried to force a vote on Murtha's resolution, except that they didn't actually force a vote on Murtha's. They forced a vote on a resolution that they wrote that was this caricature, this stupid, overly simplistic two-line withdraw immediately position, which nobody actually held, and so it failed. But the media has fallen for that. They've fallen for this notion that somehow what Murtha and some other Democrats have said is that we should be out of there tomorrow, that, you know, don't even bother packing up, just get out. That's not what anybody's saying. It's an obvious gross distortion and oversimplification of their position. But unfortunately, it's being characterized that way a lot. And even the phrase cut and run, that's a pretty loaded phrase. Many people who support withdrawal would describe it that way.
No, I don't think so either. All right, let me hold you over because I got a couple more, and I want to hold you over. So we'll put J-Mo in the phone zone, and we'll continue with him at 17 minutes past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. Hope he's having a good time. And this is Springer on the radio.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, you can't get fooled again.
The number you have reached is
877-34-JERRY.
Please check your number and dial again.
That's 877-345-3779.
This is a recording.
Springer on the radio.
Help the American Red Cross. You help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Radio, Jay Marvin in for the vacationing Jerry Springer. And on the line, Media Matters for America's Jameson Fosier. He's a senior advisor. And, you know, Media Matters for America sends out these bulletins, sends out these emails. And I recommend all of you get on the mailing list. Go to MediaMatters.org, and it will thrill you throughout the day. All right, Mr. J-Mo, let's get on to Bill O'Reilly. And Bill O'Reilly's War on Christmas, part of the secular progressive agenda that includes the legalization. I can't stop laughing. The legalization of narcotics, euthanasia, abortion at will, and gay marriage. What is wrong with this man?
That's a great question, Jay. I don't know what's wrong with him. He and his colleague at Fox, John Gibson, are on this this tirade about what they consider, they claim as a war on Christmas. It's really just bizarre. It's hard to tell what's going on in their heads, frankly, but they're trying to turn it into some sort of massive cultural revolution. O'Reilly, actually, yesterday, we don't have this posted yet, but we will later today, went on a rant about how every business owner and retail owner, store owner in America should get down on their knees and thank Jesus for being born. And then went into, from there, into this just bizarre rant. He really, it was pretty impressive, about, you know, in a way, you know, about this war between secularists and Christians like him, I guess, I don't know, over Christmas, and how this was a proxy for the coming fight over whether or not you can raise your kids the way you want, and gay marriage, and you know, and basically at the end of the day, what he's upset about is some stores that say Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas.
Yeah, as Happy Holidays is supposed to be offensive. Didn't he make the statement that Happy Holidays is supposed to be offensive to Christians?
Yeah, he said stuff like that. Yeah, actually, Lou Dobbs also last year, you know, every year in the month or two leading up to Christmas, people apparently just go nuts, I guess is what's causing it. I don't know if it's an early version of the holiday stress syndrome that a lot of people have to deal with, but some of these commentators just get a little bit weird on us. And last year, Lou Dobbs actually said that the phrase Happy Holidays excludes anyone who celebrates Christmas, that it's an exclusive statement, and it offends him, and it should offend anybody who celebrates Christmas.
Yeah, well, Lou Dobbs' program offends me, and as you can attest to, I'm always, always trying to bring up something that he's done, even though I tell you lately I haven't watched him. And he's one of these guys, too, who does... You know, he does the same thing every time, that broken borders thing, when there's so much other stuff to talk about. Not that immigration isn't an important issue. And he succumbs himself to, a lot of times, to every right-wing talking point and allows some of his guests who are right-wing to just get away with murder and very rarely ever cross-examines them. All right, here's something that we talked about last hour, and I want you to elaborate and talk about it a little bit. You had it, I think, posted yesterday or the day before. This article ran in the opinion section of the New York Times over the weekend. New York Times article suggests that many pro-choice Democratic politicians are afraid to be seen in church. And we talked about this last hour, about how the radical right and the religious right has seemed to hijack this whole discussion and this whole label of religion.
You know, this is the kind of sort of subtle description of ideologies and parties that probably a lot of reporters, frankly, do without even thinking, and a lot of readers don't even notice, but it has an effect. And what the Times did was it referred to some Rocky Mountain West governors as favoring abortion rights, but went on to say that they're not afraid to be seen in church. Now, what that does is suggest that other Democrats elsewhere are afraid to be seen in church, that somehow it's incompatible with being a prominent Democrat or a liberal to go to church, which is just bizarre. The list of prominent Democrat churchgoers, you know, includes Bill and Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, pretty much name a Democrat, they go to church. In fact, you know, I challenge the New York Times. If they can name a prominent Democrat who I can't find evidence of them having gone to church, yeah, I'll subscribe to their newspaper. But they can't do it.
They seem to be in real trouble lately. Trouble in the fact that, you know, they have the whole Judy Miller situation. You guys seem to catch them like every day, either leaving information out or saying things that just simply, you know, don't hold up to scrutiny like this one. And I read the New York Times, and I'm beginning to get kind of suspicious of them on a daily basis.
It's a big part of what we do is looking at news organizations like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN. I think a lot of people, you know, pay much attention to the things we do about Ann Coulter or Bill O'Reilly and the crazy things we say, and that's definitely a big part of it. But people would be making a mistake to assume that the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN are error-free and are good, reasonable, solid, consistent, and excellent news organizations. It wasn't Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh who invented the lie that Al Gore claimed he discovered Love Canal. It was Washington Post and New York Times. So, you know, that's definitely a huge part of what we do, and there's a lot wrong in those papers every day.
All right, I got to interrupt you. I got to get one quick one in because we're almost out of time. L.A. Times Scheer replacement, and Scheer got fired, of course. Replacement Joel Stein says, most of what I know about poor people comes from watching Good Times. What the hell is that?
Well, that's a guy who probably shouldn't be on the editorial pages of the LA Times. Probably certainly shouldn't be replacing Bob Scheer, who'd been with the paper for 30 years and was one of the first early journalists to be critical of the Bush administration's statements about Iraq, which have turned out to be false. So, you know, they replaced this guy who was right before almost anybody else about Iraq and about Bush with, you know, this hack who's completely out of touch with his readers and you know, only knows poor people from television.
Why did the Times get rid of Scheer?
They haven't explained yet. Well, we've asked them to. An initial story that they ran in their paper announcing the firing, they gave no hint of explanation. Scheer himself has said he thinks the paper is bowing to pressure from conservatives. So we then took a look at it and found that O'Reilly and Limbaugh and some others have been relentlessly attacking Scheer over the years in factually inaccurate ways. The LA Times has said that the suggestion that that's why Scheer was fired is absurd, but they didn't offer any contrary or alternate.
All right, Jamie, I'm out of time. J-Mo, thank you so much. Really appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, thanks. That's J-Mo. Well, I'm running out of time. here. I'll talk about Media Matters for America here on the other side. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998. With affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Minutes count, which is why if you can get help in time, your stroke can be treated. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Randy Rhodes.
What desperate thing will he do?
What will these people do? And they scare me. Now, if Bush really thinks he's Superman, I'm cool. I'm good.
You know what I mean?
Because then he could just fly around the earth really, really fast and turn back time.
If I could find back time.
Cher, please go to the White House. Sing it to him.
If I could find a way.
And and take back all those things you likes you used to do or whatever.
Randy Rhoads on AM 760.
Sing it to him.
Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin for sitting inside your radio while I'm on vacation. So give Jay a call at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
And now, Springer on the Radio presents another Croc News classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on vacation, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past. A Croc News classic.
It's August 22nd, 1920, and this is the very first edition of your newspaper on the radio. Hear all about it. We call this experimental radio broadcast Croc News. I'm Jerry Heimowitz, and here's what's happening. Our brave men in Congress have given the ladies the gift they've been asking for. No, not a new sewing machine. It's the right to vote. With today's passage of the 19th Amendment, suffragettes are dancing in the street and smoking cigarettes. The weaker sex can now look forward to an equal voice, equal pay, and their God-given right to choose. That is, to choose a candidate who's male and white. It'll be like choosing an extra husband. You do have a husband, ladies, don't you? In Turkey, the government has recognized the British mandate and renounced all claims to Israel. That means that our brethren across the pond are now able to redraw the map of the Middle East, making secure and peaceful borders for Israel, Iraq, and Iran for years to come. Yes, it's Middle East peace at last. In sports, those hapless Highlanders, known as the New York Yankees, apparently think they can buy their way into winning. They've purchased outfielder pitcher Babe Ruth from the Boston Red Sox. A team shouldn't just buy winning players. Why don't they just bribe them to lose, like in last year's World Series? And that's Croc News for August 26, 1920. The first newspaper on the air and the first news you've ever heard. I'm Jerry Heimowitz, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry.
Springer on the Radio.
25 minutes before the hour. Springer on the Radio, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Okay, before I stumbled all over myself there and we were running out of time, that was Jamison Fosier, Senior Advisor for Media Matters for America that we were talking to. Go to their website, mediamatters.org, and get on their mailing updates, their email updates, because not only does it help deconstruct the right-wing hyperbole and things the right-wing thought that makes itself into the mainstream media, makes its way into the mainstream media, it's also great to use on your right-wing friends. They'll love you for it. All right, a couple of things here that I want to bring up. We can do open phones. We talk about anything you want to talk about in the last remaining minutes we have left on this day. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Because I listen to Al Franken, I listen to Randy Rhoads, I listen to Ed Schultz. They always bring this stuff up, and what ends up happening to me is I think to myself, damn, you know, I should have brought that up, and I run out of time. A top aide to former Secretary of State Colin Powell said Monday that wrong-headed ideas for handling of foreign detainees arose from the White House and Pentagon officials who argued that the President of the United States is all-powerful and the Geneva conventions are irrelevant. In an Associated Press interview, former Powell Chief of Staff Lawrence Wilkerson also said President Bush was too aloof, too distant from the details of post-war planning. Underlings exploited Bush's detachment and made poor decisions, Wilkerson said. And, you know, doesn't George W. Bush strike you as being somebody who would be too distant? Who wouldn't care? Yeah, go ahead and do what you want to do. And look what we end up with. Wilkerson blamed Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of Defense, and Donald Rumsfeld, and like-minded aides. And Rumsfeld ought to be fired. He said Cheney must have sincerely believed that Iraq could be a spawning ground for new terror assaults, because otherwise I would have to declare him a moron or an idiot or a nefarious bastard. Can you say that on the radio? This is Lawrence Wilkerson saying that. He says, let me repeat it again because it's just too good. Wilkerson blamed Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and like-minded aides. He said Cheney must have sincerely believed that Iraq could be a spawning ground for new terrorist assaults because otherwise I would have to declare him a moron, an idiot, and a nefarious bastard. Boy, don't you know the White House would wish Lawrence Wilkerson would go away. Oh, man. And Donald Rumsfeld ought to be fired. I mean, think about it. You know what? Look at this. If you set aside, okay, the neocon argument that everybody saw the same intelligence, which is a lie, of course, and that, you know, Iraq was an imminent threat, and we believed it to be an imminent threat to the United States, and if you buy into all of that, then what about post-planning of the invasion of Iraq? These guys have dropped the ball every inch of the way. They have screwed this thing up. Nothing they have told us and nothing they continue to tell us has turned out to be right. Example. They'll tell you more and more of Baghdad is being turned over to Iraqi soldiers and to the Iraqi police force. But there's an article this morning in the New York Times. Sunnis accuse Iraqi military of kidnapping and slayings. As the American military pushes the largely Shiite Iraqi security services into a larger role in combating the insurgency, evidence has begun to mount suggesting that the Iraqi forces are carrying out executions in predominantly Sunni neighborhoods. Oh, that's great. Hundreds of accounts of killings and abductions have emerged in recent weeks, most of them brought forward by Sunni civilians who claim that their relatives have been taken away by Iraqi men in uniform without warrant or explanation. Some Sunni men have been found dead in ditches and fields with bullet holes in their temples, acid burns on their skin, and holes in their bodies apparently made by electric drills. Many have simply vanished. Some of the young men have turned up alive in prison. And, you know, that's that secret bunker story, where these people came out and they were emaciated, and they had been abused. Now, these are the people we're talking about turning the country over to. These are the people who are going to stand up when we stand down. These are the people that the administration would have us believe that are they're becoming close to being able to control the country. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? So what do we end up doing here? We're gonna substitute one human rights abuser for a group of thugs, another group of human rights abusers. Nothing that this White House says, nothing that they say bears up to scrutiny. You don't want to talk about Iraq? Let's talk about Hurricane Katrina. George W. Bush went down to New Orleans and told an absolute fairy tale and a lie. What help has the federal government given the city of New Orleans or the state of Louisiana? It's to the point where the newspaper in New Orleans, the Times-Picayune, has to run editorials saying, please don't forget us, please help us. And Bush sat there with that photo op, and he lied. He lied about this stuff. I'm sorry, I don't mean to get so worked up. I'm going to blow my pyloric valve out if I don't settle down. All right, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-34-JERRY, or 1-877-345-3779. We've only got a few minutes left, but whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Let me go take a Valium. This is Springer on the radio.
This is Michael Jackson. Jerry and his wife are vacationing with me at Neverland. His wife is nice. Do they have any little children? Oh, never mind. I love you, J. Marvin, for filling in at Springer on the radio. Do you have any little children?
Join the discussion.
Hey, I found my call, Jerry.
By calling 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
Because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Thank you.
Only 33% now give Mr. Bush high marks for being honest and straightforward.
You know, when the emperor's package is just bouncing up and down and everyone can see it, it's hard to see those clothes again.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10.
On AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jerry Springer, thank you so much for being here. Hope Jerry has a good vacation, and thanks for putting up with me. And I'll be here until Friday. All right, it's open phones, and we can go to the phones. Let's go to Walter in Cincinnati. Walter, you're on.
How you doing today, Jay?
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Enjoyed listening to you while Jerry's away.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Listen, I want to pick a bone with you a little bit. I thoroughly enjoy Chris Matthews, but I think Lou Dobbs does a better job in informing people and has been more critical of this Bush administration than any other talk show host I've ever listened to. I mean, he talks about the economy, about job losses, about the effects of the deficits, medical care. I when you say he's a right winger, I don't know where you're coming from there. I think it's probably the most, you know, I mean, he's like a dog with a bone on the immigration issue. I agree with that. But other issues, I mean, he really goes after this administration and really holds these politicians more accountable than I think any other talk show host. I listen to, you know, a lot of hours of, you know, talk TV and talk radio, and he just seems to do a heck of a job about informing the public about what's happening to, you know, working class people in this country.
Well, I don't think he's, you know, if I misstated, and let me make it clear, God, I sound like Richard Nixon, for those of you who remember him, I don't think he's a right-winger, but I think at times he doesn't possess the facts. He lets people get away with things, and I can, you know, cite some examples. Once he had Mitch McConnell on, and also Sam Brownback, and didn't challenge them in anything that they were saying. He had John Fund on from the opinion section of the Wall Street Journal, just let him go unchallenged. And then he gets on the air here, and he'll do this on a regular basis. He'll make two comments about the CIA leak investigation. Number one, he'll complain about the amount of time that it has taken. But what he doesn't tell you is the reason it's taken so much time is because Matt Cooper of Time Magazine and Judy Miller both fought that in court and kept it tied up until they finally relented and agreed. You know, Judy Miller ended up going to jail, and Matt Cooper agreed to testify rather than facing jail. And then he'll get on there and say, well, so will somebody please tell me if Valerie Plame was an undercover agent or not? Hey, Lou, wake up and, you know, and figure out what's going on. If she wasn't an undercover agent, if there was no outing, why would the CIA refer the case to the Justice Department?
I mean, do you agree or disagree that he's done a... I mean, he's been the one that has put this, you know, illegal alien, you know, subject. I mean, he's, you know, his passions for that particular subject are, you know, I mean, other than this, now he's on this Able Danger thing. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, it's some conspiracy that he claims that, and I don't know that it isn't true, but he claims, and it may very, very well may be true, that he claims that they knew about Muhammad Atta a year before before the 9/11 and the hijackings took place.
I know what it's all about, but, you know, it's just, I just love the passion that he has about working class families and what the effect of job losses and stuff like that are having on the economy, and his show really emphasizes those issues, and I don't think anybody else does a better job about those particular issues than he does, and he's constantly talking about the deficits, the trade deficits, you know, how this is affecting, you know, middle America and what's going on with job losses. I mean, he really hits those subjects hard. As I said, we can, you know, agree to disagree. I just, you know, wanted to put my two cents in there and say that, you know, of Chris Matthews at times has a lot of passion in his show, you know, and really gets on focus, and other times, you know, he gets really fluffy. And I'll say this for Lou Dobbs, you know, he brings passion to that show every night, and he does bring subject matter. I mean, he don't get off on fluffy subjects.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with your idea about immigration. I don't disagree with your idea about the trade deficit. I don't disagree with your idea about when he talks about China. But what I do disagree is that he gets caught up in right-wing talking points, and I don't think he realizes that he's doing it, and he parrots them out. And the facts just don't bear out what he's saying. But you know what? We can agree to disagree. I'm glad you called up, and I'm glad you're out there, and I thank you for your time. All right. Do we have time to squeeze one more in here? All right, let's go to John in Brighton, Florida. John, you're on.
Yeah, Jay, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
This is the first time I've called this talk show, but I had to get off my butt when you were talking about MediaMatters.org. As a test of how, first of all, everybody has to support this website. It is absolutely a critical function, not only of Democrats, but anybody who wants to be informed. And the test of this is if anybody has been watching Bill O'Reilly in the last 6 months, and especially in the last, say, 30 to 60 days, he is going after this website almost every other night. He did a talking points again just last night about these smear websites that he calls on the far left. You know, he calls far left bomb throwers, which is outrageous. To, you know, I mean, the far, you know, far left is a kind of outrageous term anyway. And he's done many shows on MediaMatters.org, and it is a test of how effective they are. This is one of the most effective tools in getting, you know, in confronting what has been right-wing spin and right-wing propaganda for a long time.
I agree. Hey, thank you, man. I hate to cut you off, but I'm out of time. Thanks. I agree with you. And once again, disclosure, I contribute to Media Matters for America. All right. This is the Springer on the Radio. Jay Marvin sitting in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the Radio.
This is Saddam Hussein. They might trial postpone so I can on vacation go with Springer Jerry wife and him. Though I make joke, I still in stinking Iraq prison. But listen every day I do to radio on Springer.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.